systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Yeah, I can't even fucking do this anymore. This is the last show of the Jam Hole. I'm fucking sick of it. I'm sick of everything. I'm sick of you guys.
Don't be so depressed.
Today is Wednesday, May. You know what? Who even gives a shit anymore?
This is
the Jam Hole live show. If you want to say something, thejamhole.com/feedback. You can call us. I don't even give a fuck. I'm going to just turn the phone lines off. Because honestly, if you call us, I don't even want to talk to you either. So, how are you doing?
How are you doing?
I'm great.
Sounds like it.
Best day of my fucking life.
I've never heard you so happy.
I'm thrilled.
Is it your birthday?
Let me tell you, I'm thrilled to be here tonight.
Are you?
I'm thrilled to be on the Jam Hole.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
Anytime, Matt.
My name's Matt.
My name's Braden.
I'm Adam.
Thanks for listening to this bullshit that we do.
I'm sure you
won't. This is episode 191. We've been doing this godforsaken fucking abomination for 191 fucking episodes.
And this
now
is the worst one.
This is great. I'm tickled to be here doing this show 3 days a week with all of you. I'm glad. Thank you, everyone, for listening. I appreciate that. I appreciate that you all take 2 hours out of your Mondays and Wednesdays and Fridays to come listen to me talk about absolutely fucking nothing. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's the realization that this show is absolutely nothing.
But people like it.
What does that say for you? What does that say for you, the listener, that comes and listens to this fucking bullshit every fucking time that we're like, hey, let's go do a show. Hey, come on, guys. We're live. Go vote for us and give us money because we talk. Everyone talks.
Well,
here's a small bit of insight. As someone who was in a band and had people, like fans, that came and saw us, went out of their way to come watch us.
Adam, those weren't fans. People paid them to be there.
Yeah.
Ouch.
We didn't tell you that.
But anyway,
I pay people to vote. I pay
you
people. I pay people to donate us money just so in the email that Braden also gets, it actually looks like people are giving us money. But what Braden doesn't see is the money that I send out to them to pay. What the fuck do you want, caller?
Well, a podcast is so hard to run. I didn't get sleep.
Can you host the show?
They call the Wambulance, man. Jesus, cry me a river, you fat fucking baby. Do a podcast that's good, damn it. We don't want any quitters.
Hey, how often do you do your show? 2 days a week, if your girlfriend lets you?
Yeah.
Okay, how's that working out?
So,
what's going on, man? Hey, I got that email. That shit looks pretty sexy.
It is sexy. It smells nice.
We're going to take bets on when you guys actually start smoking that, because I think we will be able to tell in the quality of your show when it's done.
You hear that right there?
You hear that?
It'll just go downhill.
Yeah. Exciting. So what's going on?
It will start off just about like the beginning of your show just did.
Good. I'm going to do everyone like that. You know what?
Why am I even here today?
I don't even know. But I'm going to do every show like this until there's zero listeners, and then we'll just quietly fade into the cold, dark night.
Just sound like that?
Go out like Kurt Cobain. Stick shotgun in your mouth.
Yeah, that's actually the plan.
Right on the Ustream, dude. That's the best way. Just think how many... You'll go down in internet history.
Not when you're like, no, I was back.
So, do you want to host this show or what?
That was a good one.
Do what?
I said, do you want to finish hosting tonight's episode or what?
Oh no, go ahead.
Why are we even doing it then?
Thanks. Holla back.
Let's just put out a 4-minute and 36-second show.
We should just. Can't hit the fucking button. We should have just played a fucking best of.
But I still never got my point across.
Oh, right.
Because you interrupted me.
Please continue.
Well,
sorry, we had a phone call.
Oh, yeah. But anyway, as someone who was in a band and had a few fans, over 10 to 11,000 plus views in 6 months on MySpace. How gay does that sound? But anyway, I never had cool stickers, a cool banner, or got sent to New York.
Anybody can do these. You can be a person in your house with absolutely nothing. If you have money, you can buy this stuff. You don't get it. Like, after 50 episodes, the podcast fairy doesn't come to your fucking house and is like, here's your stickers, here's your t-shirt, and here's your fucking live show banner. Have fun.
Well, what's quitting going to get you?
Well, nothing. I was just kidding.
Well, but I never got cool banners or cool stickers out, so you're doing a lot better than we ever did.
Well, that doesn't
now that we're broke.
That's true, because that's five of you guys pitching in money. True. This is just me.
Yeah,
and a half
so you're doing
sometimes.
A lot better than us. I'd be happy
that's
if
because I have two fucking jobs.
In fact, I'm surprised at how far the show has gotten, and it's...
The show, that's the thing, though. It
hasn't really
nothing,
gotten anywhere. It's just been around for a while.
It has nothing to do with anything like that. We could do this... We could do it 10 times a day, 7 days a week, and have 1,000 episodes right now. It doesn't mean anything.
But I hear people all the time, you know, what is the jam hole? What that's a you know, there's stickers all around, and it's, you know, people are interested.
Are
they're curious.
Thoughts?
No, not at all.
I think you
I
are.
Would never
stop being
doing
such a negative Nancy and enjoy
stop,
your show.
I would never
this
stop.
This show's
doing.
Your baby, and you
well,
know it.
When you go and listen back to this episode, you might want to consider stopping.
Someone's got jokes tonight. That's good, because I didn't bring any. So, fuck. I got this thing sent to us called fake news stories.
Really?
It was kind of amusing.
Aren't
you know,
all of our stories kind of fake?
Well, no.
Like.
Well, that's the thing. This is, like, news stories that, like, a rumor started or something like that. And the real... Will you quit fucking doing that? She does that on purpose.
What?
She sits there and goes...
Because she wants some
attention?
Some white powder.
Could you guys listen to that for like 2 hours? Just me going...
I'm already sick of it.
it drives me fucking crazy. What was I saying?
Something about
fake news.
Oh,
stop doing that. Right.
And then fake news.
Well, and then like the actual news outlets will see this and they'll pick it up
really?
As a real news story. This is a list of 7 clearly fake news stories that fooled the mainstream media.
That's great.
This is an article off of crack.com. It goes in order from number 7 down to number 1. Number 7, this one is called 13-year-old uses his dad's credit card to buy 2 Halo-playing hookers. And
what?
I totally remember this story.
We did this story.
I don't know if we did it or not.
I could have sworn we did this
Did we?
One.
So basically the story was a boy in Texas stole his father's identity, obtained a credit card, took his friends on a whirlwind shopping spree of video games, electronic gadgets,
maybe not.
2 $1,000 an hour hookers.
Yes, we did do that one. I remember that.
It might not have been enough to hook the media if it weren't for an additional too good to be true detail. He didn't hire them for a night of wild sex. He only needed someone to play Halo with him.
Wow.
The police finally caught the boy and several of his friends before the hookers could show them 5 ways to please a man with the man with a, quote, gravity hammer. That's a wild joke. Is that a Halo joke?
It's a Halo joke.
I've never played Halo, so I don't know.
I don't even know if there's such a thing.
A gravity hammer?
I don't know. Josh?
Josh?
Where's Josh?
Our resident Halo expert, yeah. Josh, from the Big Mouth podcast.
I think he's gone.
You should name your show Big Geeks Podcast. That'd be better fitting.
It would be.
But I'm sure you all have very large mouths. Given the adorable little, we only needed a fourth player plot twist, we can understand why someone might want to believe the story. But there's also the ending, which would make Michael Bay and the entire Church of Scientology call bullshit.
So that whole story was fake?
I believe so. Well, no, yeah, it breaks it down. It'll tell you the story and then the truth about it and then, the next one.
But how could the cops arrest someone?
Well, hold on. So, allegedly, the hookers weren't charged because the boys convinced them they were really a group of midgets from a traveling circus seeking some non-sexual companionship.
Wow.
How many times, though, do you think
that
the hookers...
That has to happen.
Right, but do you think the hookers would be all over this? They're like, I get paid $1,000 and I don't have to actually have sex?
Yeah, that's the best.
I'm there. I'm fucking there. I'm there with my fucking little hooker uniform and shit.
I got my Halo shirt on, too.
I know. The truth. Internet marketer and writer, big douche, Lyndon Antcliffe, dreamed up the whole story as part of a ploy to get some quick hits to his site. According to Wired Garnered, R and N together look like an M. Have you ever noticed that?
No.
Garnered him roughly 6,000 links. Links? I could just make links all day.
You mean like hits?
Maybe. Page views?
Yeah.
The coverage reached such staggering heights that he had put a disclaimer on the story that the whole thing was intended to be a parody and satirical, two concepts that are completely lost on news outlets like Fox News. The story appeared on the network's late-night Gabfest Red Eye, where the network's judicial analyst Janine Pirro wondered why the hookers weren't thrown in a furnace occupied by hungry lions. That's a story out of the Bible.
Yeah, it is.
Hey,
that story also fake.
What would Jesus do? But if this was a Bible story, the hookers would have been untouched by the flames, and they would have been released and then praised as gods themselves.
That's true.
Which would have angered God even more.
Right.
Because, hey, thou shalt have no other idol.
Unless, except American Idol.
Unless thou beest American Idol.
Yeah.
I don't see how you know that stuff.
So it is written.
Because he went to a fucking Christian school.
From preschool to eighth grade. That's how I know that
and
stuff.
And look how you turned out.
It was hammered into my fucking brain. Yeah. That's why I can't remember anything else. It's in there taking up all this room. I need to do some spring cleaning.
You do. I need to make some room for some useful thoughts.
Clear it out. While the show's four remaining male panelists...
You should get a defrag program.
I should. I know. Fucking scandisk/F/C that shit.
Yeah. Wow.
The four remaining male panelists wondered why the police didn't bestow the boy with a knighthood. number six story. I totally remember that story.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, oh my god, how would you not know that these were, like, that they were children?
The circus
like,
midgets,
oh my god, how would you not know that's a fake fucking story? I mean, it got us, but we're not a major fucking news outlet.
No. And we see some pretty fucking crazy stories. So to me, that's believable compared to this other stuff.
Yeah, it's like if you had a story between that or, like, triple murder, death, suicide from a priest during church, like, which one would you
believe? Or something like Mancy's own wife in adultery porno.
Right, or I mean, some... yeah, like that. So, the number six story is that Congress, this one is called Congress Threatens to Leave D.C. Unless New Capitol is Built.
Wow.
Congress says, we're getting out of here unless you build us a new capitol.
This one's got, like, ghetto, you know, tags
this
all
one's
over
got
it.
Fucking cars
tagged up.
Cars up on blocks, fucking
the lawn hasn't been mowed in years.
I know. Fucking spray paint all over the place, watermelons growing in the front fucking lawn. The fuck's going on
Jesus,
here?
Jesus, out of control. So it's a crack house now.
I know. Basically. People in and out, no Secret Service at all.
None.
They moved. Sports teams have long threatened to leave towns, and they're ever patient fans if their cities don't build them a new stadium. So hey, why should Congress be any different? Because you're not a fucking sports team.
Right, you're Congress.
And because we don't pay you. Well, we pay you probably just as much. But we also elect you to do that fucking shit.
It's kind of your decision.
Right, you know when you run for that office that, like, this is where you're going to spend probably the rest of your fucking life.
It's like, I didn't know it was a shithole.
But there's perks to it. I mean, you have sex with your little male interns. And,
right.
You know,
you
whatever.
Always have that.
Right.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That can't be too bad.
Too bad. It could be a believable story under the right circumstances. Both usually work 3 to 4 days a week, getting paid a lot for doing little, and demand the earth, sky, and moon for putting in so much hard work. China's state-run newspaper, the Beijing Evening News, saw the story on the internet and assumed it was true, rewrote a few paragraphs, and printed it in their paper, all without bothering to check or confirm any of the sources mentioned in the story, including then-House Minority Leader Richard Gephardt. Wait, China and plagiarism, like this.
They're tight.
They're like, hey, if we just change, like, three sentences, is that cool then?
Yeah, we'll just, like, change every other word to a different word that means the same thing.
Like, does that make the story any more, or any less true, or any more true to what they thought?
No, they just didn't, they didn't know it wasn't true.
Well, that's
they
what I'm saying.
Copy and paste it.
How weird would it have been, though, if they took, like, that fake story and changed it enough to where it ended up being a true story? And then, like,
weird.
The U.S. was like, how did you get that? We have a leak. Turns into a whole fucking season to 24.
Yeah. Some fucking thing with China. Oh,
that's
God.
Great. So the truth about the matter is you'd think a story like this would come from some bitter senatorial page, maybe as some kind of nerd in joke with a bunch of other senatorial pages, but Nay, you would be wrong. This story came from The Onion. When the
Of course it did, because that's real news.
Well, hey, it is. It's my real news. When the Beijing paper found themselves with Egg Foo Young on their face. Did The Onion write this too? The paper's international editor angrily declined to print a retraction in an interview with the LA Times, saying, quote, "How do you know whether or not we checked the source before we published this story?" You don't know. You don't know us. We're in Beijing.
Hey, actually,
you're in LA. You don't know.
We were actually testing you.
Yeah.
And you failed.
You failed miserably, LA Times.
Yeah.
How can you prove it's not correct? Really?
It's not.
Really, China? Holy Christ. Wow. The Times then presumably opened up any other article The Onion had ever run and quietly directed the editor's attention to it.
Wow.
Like, cite my sources.
Apparently, China...
TheOnion.com.
Yeah, China didn't know enough English to read that The Onion was a fake news source.
Right, that's like people that go to, what's that church website? The West Haven Baptist Church?
I don't know.
There's one of them, and it's like just this totally made-up fake fucking church.
Really?
It's so funny. Oh, I don't know. It's probably done by the same guys, actually.
Probably, yeah.
Number five. This one is called Photographs Prove Man Flies on Lung-Powered Plane.
Lung-powered?
This is a plane you just blow into. You just blow it, and you go.
Not a very long flight time,
No, some people's perhaps a little longer than others. Some people would probably not go anywhere.
Depends on if you smoke or not,
they refuse to blow.
Yeah.
Totally. And they would. And if you smoke.
Yeah, that affects it a lot.
So the story is, so maybe Fox News and the Chinese government aren't bastions of journalistic integrity, of course. Maybe you'd be more impressed by a story that fooled nearly every major American newspaper with the 1930s equivalent of a shitty Photoshop.
Wait, this one of all stories is the one that confuses everyone?
I know.
The first one I can see the most.
And we're only at number five.
Out of how many?
Seven, so there's four more to go.
Nice.
Flight had been a dream possessed by man long before the Wright brothers built and successfully flew their own airplane in an attempt to, quote, get the fuck out of boring as shit Kitty Hawk. Right.
Wow.
In 1934, a pilot in Germany completed something that sounded almost too good to be true. And as we all know, when it's too good to be true...
It's not true.
It usually is not true.
Right.
Reporters confirm pilot Eric Cocker invented a... That's so
I like how you
laugh
at that.
So mature, guys.
What's your name? Eric Cocker.
Eric Cocker.
Mr. Cocker.
Senior. He invented a flying device powered by the lungs of the person strapped to it, and even included a photograph to prove it. And
wow.
Here's the picture. I'll post it on thejamhole.com if I even fucking bother doing show notes tonight. The truth of the story is, according to the museum hoaxes, see how I made that one word?
That was cool.
Museum hoax. The museum of hoaxes, the International News Photo Wire Agency picked up the news, and almost every major American newspaper printed the story and the photograph on their front page. They're like, hey, you know that other front page story we were doing? Mm-hmm. Can you just push that back to A3?
Yeah.
Because I got some...
This is way better.
Stop the presses.
Stop.
The photo and the story turned out to be part of an elaborate hoax by a German magazine for their April Fool's Day issue. The Wire agency and the news outlets that fell for the joke failed to spot some glaring clues from the original story. The original spelling of Cocker's name was Keutscher, with a Y, a German word meaning to wheeze or gasp. Because
you're right.
It's like a new Nintendo DS game with the little microphone, and sometimes you blow on it.
Yeah,
it's like a whole fucking...
That's crazy.
Awesome. Sources also claim that the device turned the pilot's carbon dioxide into a fuel that powered a small motor.
Oh my god.
In laughable defiance of even Depression-era laws of physics.
That is hilarious.
They're like... Wait, so we can just blow into our gas tank and our cars will go.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we have
totally
that. We have that technology.
Yeah.
Here. Very environmentally friendly.
It is. Very. And the exhaust was oxygen? Fucking done.
Dude.
Just breathe that
That's
in.
That's the shit right
it
there.
It'd make it a bitch for someone to try and kill themselves, though. They'd be like sucking on the exhaust pipe and
it's
just like... Like, this is like an oxygen bar.
I know,
this
I feel
great.
Like I'm just getting healthier sitting in here.
Oh, and Cocker. Cocker appears to have an elongated snowshoe coming out of his ass. I don't know why they put that in, but apparently so. Number four, this one is called Study Finds That President George W. Bush Has Lowest IQ Among Presidents of Last 50 Years.
Of course he does.
Of course he does. And, of course, from the headline you and his track record, you'd be like, well, of course he does.
Right.
I mean,
well, yeah, Obama's a lot fucking better.
Right. Well, look what he walked into. I mean, not defending him or anything, but, like, you're left with a shit pile. Like, it's hard to make a fucking beautiful sculpture out of a pile of shit.
But out of how much money he spent, we should be in top shape.
The thing you have to realize, though, is that it's not even money anymore. They're spending made-up numbers on a fucking computer screen.
It doesn't even mean anything.
Nothing. All they're doing, they're trading a game of fucking Sudoku. That's all they're fucking doing. They're like, I got 1 through 9 here. You got 1 through 9. Let's just fucking put them together.
Yeah. I guess I've never gone that far to comprehend that.
That's all it is. There's no physical anything that's worth anything except for our infrastructure and any gold or, you know, precious metals that might be left, but other than that, the whole, like, we can just print off money all day and give it out to people.
And they'll spend it, but it's not actually worth
anything. It's not worth anything. Like, no, I mean, it's worth, I guess, the price of a money printer. But
I guess I'll just start digging my grave
now. It's worth as much as the ink and paper that dollar was made with.
Exactly. And the main thing is that there's no one's going to say anything because of the military. Like, we have such a strong military force that if any other country was like, hey, you know that $8 billion you owe us, and we're like, no, what $8 billion? And they're like, oh, right. And then we're like, what are you gonna do about pussy? And then we push him down on the ground, and we're like, what?
It's like a schoolyard fight.
It is. It's exactly that. And then we go back to our fucking mom's house. We print out more fucking money and we spread it around. And then, you know, we let you guys vote so you feel like you're, you know, you have an active part
you're
in
doing
it, but
something.
But what if the whole country was actually to rebel against the government? Do you think the military...
If you could get half of these fat, lazy pieces of shit off their fucking asses, and focus, let alone off their asses...
That's a good point,
and then to focus on one unified task, like, congratulations.
Hypothetically.
You would be a Nobel laureate.
Hypothetically, if you could get the country to actually... I've had a few drinks.
You've had one drink, actually.
If you could, get the country to go against the government the way it's running, do you think the military would fight against
us?
No,
because they can't. They're not allowed, technically, unless it's martial law, they're not allowed to use
their own. Well, then they would declare martial law.
Well, then
that's all they have to do.
Do you think the military would fight against its country for its country?
I think the military would be like, because it's just a big computer.
Secretary
program.
Of Defense would be all kinds of fucked up.
You saw Eagle Eye?
Yeah, I totally saw that. Yeah, it's the same like phone as me. It gets stuck in one fucking continuous error loop routine, and then it would just
explode,
burn out hard disk drives and servers. Yeah.
Good enough for me.
Let's see yourself heal that Dell server.
You think it's Dell? It would be IBM.
Probably. It'd actually be Cisco.
Right.
So the story is, it was hard for most mainstream media outlets not to jump on the beat up Bush bandwagon. It's over. You like to beat up Bush?
Yeah.
Beat on Bush? Beat it down.
I'm in the bandwagon, actually.
I'm driving the wagon. As over the years, he demonstrated what seemed to be an extremely tenuous grasp of the economy, geopolitics, national security, emergency preparedness, and fundamental rules of human communication. That's kind of harsh. Like, you can't even talk well. You fucking monkey.
I know.
So, when an email circular claimed that old W had the lowest IQ in presidential history, the typing fingers of every journalist not currently employed by Fox began twitching with anticipation and or Parkinson's disease. Oh, wait, that's Michael Fox. Wrong Fox.
Big Mouse says,
wrong Fox, that's my bad.
I don't know how old this is, but Big Mouse says, Matt's a Mexicant.
Funny.
He said that a while ago.
Have my brethren stopped dying off from the pig flu yet?
I don't think so.
Because then I can shave. But if not, sorry, guys.
He looks more Mexican with that stash, doesn't he?
I try.
He did that.
Do I look
purpose?
Like a defeated Mexican?
I think
Mexican?
You need to go back to the Hitler stash.
Yeah, I can't wear that one to work, though. The story claimed that the Lovenstein Institute of Scranton conducted a four-month study of President Bush's IQ levels and concluded he ranked at a solid 91 due to his lack of grasp over the English language, limited use of vocabulary, and lack of scholarly achievements, unless you count being able to say the alphabet backwards after doing five straight keg stands.
He's a graduate from Yale University for economics.
Yeah.
He has to be a lot smarter than
how
that.
Do you think,
how much money do you think
makes
his
no
dad...
fucking sense.
No, it does, how because do think, how much money do you think his dad spent to pay off all those teachers to give him passing grades?
You can buy degrees. I don't know if you know this or not.
Yeah, you can.
No, I don't, actually.
You can actually buy degrees. If your dad used to be the president or was the president...
And has lots of money.
Or is going to be the president, you can actually buy degrees. It's that easy.
I guess I never put it in that perspective.
You can do basically anything you want.
With money, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
That means nothing now.
The truth of the story is proving that the Guardian newspaper and Doonesbury cartoonist Gary Trudeau treat email forwards with the same level of skepticism as your mother. I'm going to bring my mom into this. Both picked up the story and ran with it. Had they bothered to check the source of the email, they would have traced it back to the reputable news source, linkydinky.com.
Reputable news source.
That's the greatest domain name ever. Linkydinky.com.
I like that.
Hey, you guys can email info@linkydinky.com.
That would have been
the greatest name for a podcast.
Yeah, hit me up at Linky Dinky.
Maybe once I'm done with this one and I'm still alive, we'll start the
Linky. Start the Linky,
the
Linky
Dinky
Show.
Linky
Dinky.
The Linky Dinky cast. Because all good,
I'm Linky
all,
and I'm Dinky.
All great podcasts have the word cast and or pod in the names of them.
Right. Who do you want to be, Linky or Dinky?
I'll be Dinky.
Okay, I'll be Linky.
I don't care.
This isn't really the last show, is it? Because if it is, I really need to.
If it is,
I really
you're
need to start.
Yeah,
I need to start absorbing
already,
the last chance I get to be on the show.
If it is, you're dead.
Right. We already decided.
We're all dead. If it is, so we'll see.
The last episode of the Jam Hole is us all
killing you all, and then myself because I don't think any of you have. The
well, that's how it started. Is you talking about that, and I just I really need to absorb the last chance.
I was not kidding. Like, that's how the show will end. I don't know if it'll be tonight or not, but we still have to do a live show May 23rd at Depot Park at 8 in the fucking
morning. Not really. It's not like anyone knows we're going to be there. We're not on the fucking flyer.
Hey, it's better than playing at Depot Park at 8:30 in the fucking morning and having no appearance on a rainy day.
At least you guys are on the flyer.
Yeah, you were on the flyer.
Honestly, I don't.
Jeez, how special!
I really don't.
No, just we'll probably have less people at 8 a.m. than
just
you did.
Because
you had like 50
it has,
people.
Even if we were on the flyer, if we were the only name on the flyer, no one's coming at 8 a.m.
no.
to hear us talk.
No, no. one came
I'm,
at 10 in
I'm,
the morning.
I'm debating on whether or not to show up at 8 a.m.
I know
morning.
It's ridiculous.
That's the only time
like,
slot you got.
Well, it's because I didn't know it was starting so early, and I was like, we'll start before all the bands because I'm not going to sit here and try and do a show while there's death metal playing in the background.
Right.
Like,
what about in
work.
Between the loading and setting up?
5 minute, 10 minute show.
What are we going to do for that?
That's when Ryan gets on and talks about how he wants to help old dying people remember.
Right,
because
that's
because it took us
to
usually almost 20 minutes to load up and be actually
well,
ready.
And
to perform.
Guess what happened? Ryan talked about Alzheimer's in between that time.
Yeah, that's what.
That's
happens.
What it's for.
That's
so he's got to talk
concert's
about it.
For.
Yeah, he's got to talk about it in between bands. Otherwise
it'll be fine. It'll be great. I'm really looking forward to being there at 7 a.m. to set up everything and then
why
getting rained on. I'm really
just not
it's be awesome.
Even show up.
No, I'm totally. We're gonna do it. We're gonna fucking.
Hey,
do
I'm
it.
There with you.
Let's see, right, linkydinky.com, in the original press release, which claimed that Dr. Lovenstein, quote, lives in a mobile home in Scranton, Pennsylvania, running an internet business called collegedegreesforsale.com.
Wow.
Called that shit. Done.
College degrees for sale.
Dude, hook me up.
You can. That it's so easy. You can just fucking
go buy one.
I could print you out one. It's not that fucking.
So you can pay college to go learn to get a degree, or you can pay to get the degree.
I learned that I am.
It's cheaper just to buy the
which
degree.
Which end
though.
Am I going to take? Hmm.
All kids learn in college is whether or not they're bisexual.
Right.
Whether or not they enjoy smoking pot.
Right. Or whatever other drugs they decide to try.
Or how drunk they can get.
And. Yeah. How much of a tolerance they have.
Right.
I believe that is about it. Number three, this one is called John Kerry Embraces His Metrosexuality.
Really?
The story is presidential candidates have countless issues they must follow closely during election season. During the 2004 presidential campaign, Democrat candidate John Kerry seemed to be most concerned about issues concerning his image. his right click, image, save as, set as background.
Right.
Specifically, he wanted to make sure America knew that on the issue of his manliness, he came down squarely on the I'm not gay side of the aisle. He spent time on camera hunting.
He just has style.
What?
He just has style. He's not gay.
It's just how my stees pop.
This is just my stees.
Hey, it wouldn't surprise me if he was. That guy's a fucking idiot.
Hunting, fishing, mountain biking, and even windsurfing to prove it. If the entire country hadn't fallen asleep halfway through the DNC, we probably would have all seen footage of Kerry buying his teenage son a prostitute.
Wow.
High five, nice. America.
I remember seeing that.
Hey, America, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
In a way, it'd almost be cool to have your father buy you a prostitute.
Almost.
Almost.
Especially if your father was someone that ran for president.
Yeah, no
and
shit.
And bought you a prostitute.
She probably wouldn't be very ugly.
It'd be top notch.
Yeah,
exactly.
Be like a $2,000 hooker.
I'd almost be stoked. Like, what'd you get me for Christmas? Prostitute, man.
A
check
prostitute.
Her out.
Just for the one day, though.
It's like this one again?
God, I had a, this is the same one I got for
you,
my birthday.
Dad, I told you I'm into chicks now.
Damn.
The Bush campaign used this to their advantage with the famous windsurfing campaign ad. Fox News decided that hanging a man with his own words was too subtle and opted to run a story with a, yes, John Kerry is totally gay message.
Wow.
The story included quotes from the Democratic loser bragging about his post-debate manicure and how having nice nails would help him win the women vote.
Wow, how'd that work?
You could always just go put a lipstick on a pig if you...
Yeah.
I've actually heard that before. The first thing girls notice on a guy is if he clips his nails. So I've heard.
Awesome.
Been told.
I clip my nails.
Yeah.
So do I, but I thought that was like the dumbest thing I
ever
heard.
I'm not metro, though.
Me either.
Or homo.
Well, a guy's supposed to clip his nails. If we have long ones, we're kind of
probably
gay.
Get laid more if I was, but, you know, I'm not.
Probably.
Having nice nails will happen when the women vote, of course. He also compared himself to his opponent as the metrosexual versus the cowboy.
Wow.
That's a bad move in America when, like...
You want to be the cowboy.
I want to be the cowboy.
That makes a lot of sense, though. I totally agree. Because he was from Texas. He was from Massachusetts.
Right. Yeah. And if we've learned nothing else from the movie Top Gun, you always got to be
a cowboy.
Oh, yeah.
Always. Yeah. And the truth is the story actually starred as one of those inter-office mailings that employees share with each other for a goof. It's so awesome to see, like, how these things started and then how they ballooned into, like, front page on the LA Times, you know, respected, unbiased fucking newspaper.
It's like, you didn't even do any research.
You didn't
at
check
all.
Any sort. Like, what are you even doing?
No,
there?
You're just like, ooh,
copy,
story.
Paste? Like,
basically,
you couldn't get
yeah.
away with that in fucking high school reports or grade school reports. And you're passing this
off. But you
off
can in the Times.
To millions of people as legitimate news.
Mm-hmm.
You should be ashamed.
How much of our news.
That's how I passed.
How much of our news do you think is like that and we just don't even know about it?
Probably a good. At least half, I'd say.
At least?
At least. Or it's purposefully made up to divert attention elsewhere while
yeah,
something else
I can
is going
see
on.
Too.
That maybe you're on a need to know basis and right now you probably don't need to know. Because your little not
I don't know
political
if they,
brains could understand
it. I don't know if they completely make up stories, but they probably alter the truth quite a bit in them.
You think so?
Yeah, I doubt it's like completely fabricated stories, but I'm sure they like, I don't know, change bits and pieces of it to fit their agenda. I'm
sure.
I could
see that. I could totally see that. Then it appeared on a reporter's Trail Tales blog, and the manicure comment got repeated over and over again in interviews on shows such as Special Report with Britt Hume and the O'Reilly Factor. I don't understand
show.
What to play us out means.
Yeah, what does that
I've only
mean?
Been in news for how long? I don't get that.
For like the past 20 years?
Right. Well, this was earlier in his
then
career,
never...
but still.
No, he was old. This was...
He wasn't that old. Not as old as he is now.
No, but when he...
It was like 20 years ago when that clip happened.
Really? Was
yeah,
it?
Yeah, he
I
was
I thought that
younger.
Was recent.
No, that was a long
this
time
This is
ago.
No reality factor, all right? We're going to talk about current issues,
we're
all right?
We're talking about the issues that matter and how I'm always right.
To my right, we have pissed off redneck, and to my left, we have aging hippie
Rush
liberal
Limbaugh.
Douche.
Aging hippie liberal douche.
Yeah. You think you're good?
Yeah. The network eventually issued a retraction and an apology, saying the comments were written in jest, of course, surely ye jest.
Yes.
Which, in addition to their other failed attempt at topical comedy, the half-hour news hour proves that Fox News should never be relied on for having a sense of humor, of course.
Fox News, of all people, has no sense of humor.
Really, the only people, like, who, what's the demographic of Fox News? Like, really?
Yeah.
Those people, the fucking, just...
They're all the same.
Oh, I hate it. Like, if you could see exactly who Fox's listeners are like they do, like, if we could see it, yeah. And then go and kill each one of them... Like, boom, this world would be well on its way to being
everyone that's
the
associated
perfect...
with Fox News and or likes Fox News.
And or is a listener of it,
yeah.
Married to someone
anything.
That works there, interns, all that shit.
Any
just
way connected
gone.
To Fox News.
Gone.
The
world, our own little Holocaust,
would
if
the
you
world
will.
Be perfect?
You know what it would have in common with the real Holocaust?
What?
Lots of Jews would die.
Yeah, that's for sure.
But that's fine. You know, you gotta break a few eggs when you're baking a wedding cake.
What?
What? When you bake a cake, you gotta kill some people if you're gonna make the world better.
Right.
Right.
Because you gotta get rid of those people that are
quite a few, too.
Oh my god, that's so extremist. Who's willing to do that? I'll do it. I'll fucking do it.
I'm sure you can find plenty of Christians to kill people.
Yeah, right.
They're over killing plenty of them.
That's
right
a pretty big number, though.
It's a pretty big set of shoes to fill.
That is.
So, this one is called Cheney Challenges Hillary Clinton to a Hunting Contest.
What?
Why?
This has got to be fake, too.
Hunting people?
Already
perhaps?
Sounds fake.
Hunting the American economy?
Well, Cheney already shot someone in the face.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's totally going to lose that because he's going to
okay,
mistake
okay,
the human
hey,
for the animal.
This one might be believable now that I think
one,
about it.
One, nothing.
Yeah.
Cheney.
One, he's about to go too low in a minute.
Satire certainly is in the eye of the beholder. One person will immediately understand what the author hoped to achieve. Another will become insulted that their beliefs and philosophies are being challenged. A bleary-eyed copy editor with 2 hours sleep and a hole to fill will take it to be an actual news story. That's the only explanation we can fathom for how an Andy Borowitz story about former Vice President Dick Cheney inviting Democratic presidential contender Hillary Clinton on a hunting trip ended up in major metropolitan newspaper. The truth is, apparently, the Boston Herald thought the story was an Associated Press wire piece and printed it as such. Check your sources.
You should always do that.
A Boston Magazine blogger saw the story and justifiably ridiculed them. Herald editor Kevin Convey said the story somehow got lumped into their wire pile and printed as fact and admitted they were bamboozled.
That's their excuse.
Yeah.
Someone saw that and was like, yes, this is good.
Slide it on in there in yep. between the who gives a fuck and the nobody gives a shit
right.
news stories.
Which is about all of it.
Right. He added the paper was also a horn swoggled, duptastified, and tricky dicked.
What?
He must subscribe to Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day. Because I totally remember seeing all those words. Yeah. I've been a subscriber for like 4 years now.
Wow.
All right, and number one. This one is called Lion Mutilates 42 Midgets in Cambodian Ring Fight.
They don't nice. Have midgets over there.
In Cambodia?
Yeah, just a tribe of Cambodia midgets.
Well, they're...
Could you imagine?
Like pygmies. They're just smaller people.
But not midgets. I'm thinking like midgets.
The jam hole? We do it for the little people.
Right.
So the story...
Someone's got to do it for them.
I know. The story is, there's really not much to add that isn't in the header. This was a fake BBC news story about 42 midgets being severely mutilated while competing under the Cambodian Midget Fighting League.
The first rule of Cambodia Midget Fighting League is you don't talk about Cambodia Midget Fighting League. that's kind of hard to say.
Well, are we all out of salvia?
I think so.
Really?
Yeah.
That was quick. That was like 2 days.
It wasn't very... I think it was kind of short.
Did you get skimped?
I think I did.
I hate when I get skimped by my salvias.
I know.
Yeah, the CMFL. We would point out to any professional journalist reading this, the tried and true crack.com rule of journalism... Any story involving at least 40 midgets is bound to be too good to be true.
Right.
And as we just learned, if it's too good to be true...
It's probably not true.
It's probably not true. The truth is, fittingly, the most ridiculous fake news story ever covered by the mainstream media had the most ridiculous beginning. A couple of friends got into a discussion over whether or not a group of 40 unarmed midgets could use the power of teamwork to defeat a fully grown African lion.
Hey, how many midgets does it take to take down an African lion?
40.
Yeah.
Print it. Done and done. They even have a logo for the CMFL.
Really?
It's so awesome. It's
nice.
Like, it's this little... Here, I'll post it in the chat. It's a little fucking midget dude with the fucking... Oh, wait, I don't have the chat open.
Yeah, it's on the...
Never mind.
File.
All
right. Right.
I'll post it in the show notes on thejamhole.com. So, right, they got talking about whether or not the midgets could defeat a wolf, or a lion, excuse me. The discussion became so heated that the friend on the pro-lion side of the argument created a fake webpage. Like, you're just talking about it, totally fucking stoned one night.
Yeah.
You go to such depths that you actually buy a domain, buy the web space, create the fucking website, upload the fucking website, make sure all the fucking links work.
You're right.
Like, wow, dude.
You, how bored did you get?
No shit. How stoned were you?
He must have lived in Kalispell, Montana.
No shit. Yeah. The layout of the story looks so good that several high-profile blog sites, including Fark.com.
That's a good yawn.
Face. Everyone else yawn in the chat? Okay.
I'm yawning.
Fark.com posted a link to the fake story as if it were real news. Eventually, the New York Post reported the story as real as part of their daily journalistic requirement to include at least 3 midget-related stories in their daily output.
Had to get their quota for the month.
That's awesome. Like, the New York Post is like, hey, I found this on Fark.com. Yeah. Can we use this?
What's funny is one day, me and Braden were at Smith's. This midget walks by as I'm going inside. Yeah.
There's only one that lives here.
No,
there's a couple. But anyway, as I come back
Isn't
into
that
the truck.
That mows his lawn all the time?
Yes. He's pushing it like it's the funniest thing.
It's
like,
all high up.
Dick, go buy a smaller lawnmower. Like, I guess that'll
take longer to mow the lawn.
As long.
Yeah. But when I come in the truck, I was like, dude, did you see that little guy? And Brayden's like, I knew you were going to say that.
Can you see the little... Yeah, did you
see that
little guy?
You cannot see a midget without saying anything.
You just walk up to him, you're like, hey, little guy.
I almost wanted to pat him on the head.
Aw, hey, little guy.
Hey, you're cute.
You want a piece of candy?
Can I have a pot of gold now? Yeah. You know, midgets and dwarfs and shit, that must be like a pedophile's dream come true.
Right.
Like, you can...
Because they're the size, but they're
right,
legal.
Right, but it's legal. I just thought of that.
Just hook up with them. But they're disproportionate.
We need a t-shirt or a bumper sticker that says, midgets, a pedophile's dream come true.
Yeah.
Thanks, God.
Thanks.
The story grew so fast and so quickly.
Are you all right? Is this
really
going to be a short show?
I don't know. I'm yawning. So fast and so quickly that the site's owner eventually had to put a huge disclaimer at the top of the page, pointing out that everyone's a fucking retard and that it was fake. A separate page explaining the reason behind the fake story and a cafe press store that sold mutilated midget t-shirts. Of course. So, yeah, this was taken from crack.com, plagiarized, stolen, whatever the fuck. We'll post a link to it in the show notes. So, I was on myspleen.net last night, looking for some new shit, trolling for tail.
My spleen doesn't have much that I like these days.
Really? It's all Adult Swim stuff. It's all great.
I know,
they
but there hasn't been anything new that
there's
I
nothing
like.
New of that often.
Right.
So, I came across this show called Z-Rock.
Uh-huh.
And I saw that it had a shitload of downloads. That's why I usually look at, like, how many people have gotten it.
Right,
and
the comments and shit.
Then I'll read the comments, and then I'll get it. And it had a bunch, and there was only 4 episodes out that I found so far. And so I'm like, why the fuck not? You know, I have, like, I have a almost 2.0 ratio on that side. It's all good. So I fucking download the 4 episodes, paid my fucking fee for it and everything. And legally downloaded it and started watching it. And holy Christ, like, at first, I was like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever fucking seen.
Yeah, that's about as far as I got.
Okay, but if you wait and you're bored enough and you stick it through there, it is so fucking funny. Greg Giraldo's in it. He plays a record exec.
How many episodes did you watch?
I watched 3 of the 4. And basically, what the story is, it's like this hard rock, and I didn't know till just now. I was looking at it on the IMDb real quick, and apparently it is a real rock band. Like, in real life, these guys are a Brooklyn rock band called ZO2 or ZO6 or something like that. So, by night, they are a hard rock, kind of like hair metal band, like...
Except they play for little kids' birthdays.
Well, that's the thing. In the daytime, they're called the Z Brothers, like the Jonas Brothers, and they play little kids' parties and shit.
Right.
So they're, like, rocking out with the tambourine and the acoustic guitar and shit, but they're still dressed up like they would be at night at an actual bar playing.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they play the kid show, and then they're like... Oh, we got to get a record deal, and the record exec is Greg Girardo, and he's always like, ah, it's so fucking funny. And one of the great things about it is there's always all these hot moms at these kids' parties and shit.
So they're hitting on
and,
them.
Well, one of the band guys is always fucking one of them, and, like, he fucked the guy Greg Girardo plays, he fucked his wife in it, like, in their house at their kids' party, in their daughter's bedroom.
Wow.
And it all, like, every place they go to, they're like, okay, but this time, don't have sex with anyone's, you know, wife or sister or anything. And, like, they always leave the party, and there's one guy missing, and they, like, open the bathroom door, open the kids' bedroom door. He's in there just railing down on this fucking mess. It's so fucking funny.
That's I was gonna say, it sounds like a pedophile
and
band
it's totally,
at first.
It's uncensored. There's titties in it. There's fucking butt rock. It is the greatest show I've seen in quite a while.
I need to get in that industry.
Yeah, you got to get in on some of that shit. So, yeah, I don't know. I just thought I'd mention that. If you guys are looking for something new to watch, it's called Z-Rock.
I started watching that show Fringe. You ever seen that?
Fringe? No, yeah. I've never heard
of it. It's pretty fucking crazy. It's like a supernatural type thing. Just like really crazy fucked up shit keeps happening. I think they're like just about to finish the first season. I think it's
whose is this?
I have no idea.
Yours now.
Yeah. But
I found it.
I think it's
now.
The same person that writes Lost.
Really?
Yeah.
How's Lost going? Because I still haven't.
You still haven't?
I haven't. I don't
well,
have
season,
the time.
Season finale tonight. Last episode of this season. So I guess we'll see tonight what happens then.
Nice, nice.
Still back in what, 1973 or wherever it is?
Still? How are you going to get out of 73?
They're working on it.
Are they?
Yeah, I can't tell you. I mean, they gotta
tell me, but you'd have to kill me. Right. I can hear you peeing. So I'd throw that out there.
Yeah, turn his mic up.
Oh, so did I tell you what happened today?
No, you should tell me what happened.
Today, I finally beat the song Through the Fire and Flames on Guitar Hero 3. Finally!
Ultra.
That was like a two gasp slurp.
I know.
Finally beat the fucking Through the Fire. Is that a Dragon Force song?
That is a Dragon Force
song. On expert or hard?
On expert.
I don't know. But I finally beat it on Guitar Hero 3. I then realized that was the biggest accomplishment I've ever made in my entire life. Fuck my entire life.
That's hard shit. That's hard shit. I'd give props to any kid that could actually do that.
You do not give props for that.
Well, in a way.
The reason that's his biggest accomplishment is because he spent all of his time playing
doing something useful.
Pick up a real guitar and play that.
Not as your greatest accomplishment.
Just like that South Park
episode. But that was his greatest accomplishment.
When you beat the fucking game, it comes on, it says, congratulations, you're a fucking douche.
Yeah,
and that's it. And then it resets.
He was probably just really stoked on it and felt that way.
You should never feel that
way
about
that. He wasn't stoked
on
it. He realized it. That was that. Beating that song was
his greatest
accomplishment and realized how shitty his life was.
You know, after he beat that, he took a victory lap.
Oh, he was. And then he started to think about it.
Yeah, for sure.
And then he's like, wow.
He told at least four of his friends at school, hey guys, I totally beat that Dragon Force song on Guitar Hero 3.
Yeah.
It's super sweet.
And then he's going to be like, you know, if only I put that much time into school.
Had a life.
Yeah. Or anything. If I put that much time to looking for a job, I'd probably have a job.
Maybe.
Wow.
Probably not, though. Not
no,
messy.
You gotta
not.
Have some kind of hobby, I guess.
Today I had a really bad day at work, and the only thing that was getting me through the day was the idea of taking a nice, hot, relaxing blank.
Shower?
Bath.
Bath.
I thought you were going to say something sexual.
I knew it wasn't going
to
be
that. It wasn't, of course. When I got to my front door, there was a shutoff notice from the gas company. I won't be taking any hot baths until I come up with the $500 bill. Fuck my
life. Wait, your water's gas?
Yeah, isn't...
Well, it's heated by gas.
Well, true. Some places, unless you have an electric water heater. But I would imagine that would make your electric bill go through the fucking roof.
Yeah.
That sucks,
That's way shitty.
At least you know that, like, you have you don't have hot water because you didn't pay the gas. Here, I don't know why the fuck I don't have hot water sometimes. Sometimes I do.
Sometimes you don't have any water.
I gave the water heater the day off. It's cool. Today I woke up after a night of partying and went to the bathroom. That's when I realized that after passing out with my shoes on last night, my friends decided to use black Sharpie and play Connect the Dots with my acne. Fuck my life. You dick.
That's disgusting.
You have
so much acne, you actually play Connect the Dots.
What do you think the picture was when it was done? Like a big sad face? That's sad. Today I was going through my mom's closet.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. What are you going to find?
My brother pulled him out of there. I was like, get out of there. Tom Cruise. Yeah. Who was the other
hiding
one?
Hiding in the closet. R. Kelly.
R. Kelly.
I'm hiding in the closet.
Or a fat 9-incher fist.
On one of the shelves, I found two...
dildos.
Baby books. Jesus, perv.
God.
Well, fuck. I mean...
Wow.
Even
this
reality,
guy.
Hey, my friends have friends have shown me.
Go rub one out real quick and then come talk to us. One was mine. Speaking of rubbing one out, thejamhole.com/Twitter. Did you see that?
That was not had nothing to do with rubbing anything out.
What?
Except maybe your ass. Is that what you're talking?
You didn't see the other picture?
No.
Oh. Well, never mind then.
What other picture?
There's another picture on there.
Of what?
You'll just have to see it.
I don't even want to see it if you're going to act like that.
There, the background, paper towel.
Oh, I saw that too.
Oh, did you see what was on the paper
towel?
I
wasn't even sure.
That's ejaculate.
Wow, dude.
I was proving a point.
When did you do that?
While I was at work. It was so awesome.
What a way to kill the time.
Not only did I get paid to fucking take that monstrous, majestic dump, but I also got paid to just rub one out all over this paper towel. Wow. That was so awesome. Awesome!
Were you that bored at work?
God, you're right. I love my life. You know what? We are going to continue doing this show. That's awesome.
Dude, I just have to do that every day.
I'm gonna fucking have to start the way things are going.
See how much better it gets as time moves on.
No shit. I'll see it start, like, drawing little pictures as I'm jizzing. Look, it's the Virgin Mary! Is that irony that the Virgin Mary is in my jizz?
Yeah. It's kind of.
That's so awesome. Right, baby books. One was mine. The other... was one for a dog she owned before I was born. Where could this go?
I don't know.
I looked through them both, of course. The dog's baby book was filled out more than mine was. Fuck my life.
That's funny.
Oh, well, your mom can't fuck you, right?
Yeah.
Or you don't fuck right.
Right. Okay. If you fucked your mom, there might be...
That went to a bad place.
Whoa.
Today, I decided to shave my legs completely to be more confident in my dress. I'm a dude, no big deal. I spent over an hour making sure my legs were perfectly shaved. It wasn't until I had been out a while that I realized I forgot to shave my armpits. Fuck my life. My pits. Why are they called armpits?
I don't know. It's kind of a pit.
The pit of what?
Your arm.
Of despair?
Yeah.
Really?
It's kind of a pit.
Well, that and your feet are the smelliest parts, and that's more pit-like under your arm, so there you go.
If anything, I would say your butthole would be the pit of despair.
It's the crack of...
destiny.
Well, why is, why is your forehead called a forehead? I mean, you could have a five head.
I have a three head.
I have one head.
There's four wrinkles on it, retard. And actually,
you don't have
four,
one.
It's four because I have beautiful baby soft skin. It's four, like before, not the number four. You fucking idiot.
Well, I realize
it's
that.
It's the forehead. It's four. It's in front of your actual head. It's
right.
The four part of it. It's the beginning of your head.
I got it. I got it now.
Christ. There's somewhere in there, there's a getting head joke. I just can't think of it right now. You guys go ahead and make up your
own.
Yeah,
you can make up your own.
See, we do an interactive podcast
right.
where we give you the material, and then you, depending on your taste in life,
right, can
you
make your own
get
joke.
To make your own joke, tailored to your
it's
fit.
Like those books, how you can choose what path you want
yeah,
to go through.
This
in
is
the book.
A choose your joke adventure podcast. Yeah. That's how we roll.
That's how we do it.
Go to page 37 or 45.
Right, depending on what you would like your adventure.
Right, let's try that. Here, today.
Let's do it with episodes.
Let's do it with this. Today, I let my 5-year-old niece walk my 3-month-old husky puppy while I watched. Turn to page 33. For the dog completely mauling the fuck out of the 5-year-old. Turn to page 46 for the dog to flip the 5-year-old on her back and start just...
Drilling her.
Never mind. See, that went to a bad
place. You always go to a bad place.
Can't help it. I'm a bad person. I didn't realize how strong my puppy actually is until she took off...
Okay.
Where is this going? Took off clothes?
I think
what
so.
What happened?
That's what I was thinking.
Wow, perv. Till she took off running.
Of course.
While dragging my niece with her. My niece now has two busted up knees and chin, head, shoulders, knees, and toes, and her mother is now calling my puppy Demon Puppy.
Wow.
Demon Puppy. Demon
if it was strong
puppy.
Enough
that's
to
fine.
Do that, that's probably what I'd call it, too.
I call my niece Devil Bitch Cunt. Devil Bitch Cunt Whore. Hey, will you watch my daughter? Oh, you mean Devil Bitch Cunt Whore? Sure.
Anytime.
I'll let Demon Puppy watch her. They'll make little Devil Bitch Cunt Whore Demon Puppies. Today, a parent came into my class and told one of my 6-year-old students that their grandma died. Then the parent left. The kids started crying from the news, which then got all the other students crying. A school full of fucking pussies?
I guess.
Jesus
how old are they?
Christ. 20.
20.
I spent the rest of the day comforting a class of kids crying over someone else's grandma. Fuck my life. I'm a teacher. Fuck it.
That's awesome.
It was. This was sent in at 1:46 p.m.
Wow.
Right after lunch.
Yeah.
Kid,
right after
sit
lunch.
Down history class. Kid comes in. Your grandma died. Oh, fuck me.
That's funny that a teacher has Fuck My Life pulled up at school.
I know.
They don't block that site.
I have my MySpace cause, through proxy, of course.
Of course.
And then I have Fuck My Life.
And then I have Groupon.
And then Craigslist.
And Groupon.
You know, I know this sounds fucked up, but of all members of your family to actually die, which would be the least saddest?
Me. Oh, wait, what?
No, that doesn't count because you have to have the emotion of it.
Right, you'd have to feel the emotion of that person
dying. So which member would be the least saddest?
Well, probably like aunts and uncles, I would imagine, just because there's no connection there.
Well, am I getting any money from their death or no?
Yeah,
well. Because if I'm getting money.
Hold on.
Well, personally, like.
Are we talking immediate family?
Yes.
Like.
Direct family.
Moms, dads.
Well, I guess that depends on the relationship between them. Because personally.
My dad then, because he's already dead. Done and done. Move on. Next
yeah.
time.
Well, then that's dead and done, then that doesn't count.
But he already went through it.
Well, so. I guess personally it'd be my elders because they're the oldest ones and probably closest to death. As it would be sad, but I don't know. Guess the question that just came up in my mind.
I would think, I don't know, after going through it once, you're kind of desensitized to it a little
bit.
So any of them wouldn't be as bad. But I'd probably say my mom because then who would pay my phone bill and my rent and my internet bill and my car payment and my insurance payment and everything? Because I don't have two jobs. Like, who would pay that if she died? That would suck.
Yeah.
Well, I guess having...
We couldn't do this show anymore.
Well, I guess having the closest member to you die would kind of desensitize all the others because that's the hardest.
Are we talking closest member? Because that would be my penis.
Well, I'm just saying. I was saying if your father died. Like, if my father died, then my other members died. That wouldn't even compare to my father's death.
Well, of course.
So, I guess that doesn't. That rules out of you.
Hey, I know not to bite the mouth that
I guess
feeds
you too had both had that issue.
That feeds.
That feeds my mouth.
Right.
I guess I have a.
Shit.
I guess I have a problem waiting in front ahead of me because you two both had your fathers die.
Yeah.
I'm fucked.
You need someone to tell you quit being a fucking pussy when it happens. You come on over. Today I graduated from college and my parents gave me an apple. Not the computer. The fruit. Fuck my life. Today, that sucks.
That is the shittiest.
They're like, well, we paid for your college. What the fuck do you want? Like, get a job.
Here's an
buy
apple.
Buy your own fucking
It's
computer.
Like, it was only community college, you
I
fucking
know.
Loser.
It was DeVry. You went to school from your bedroom in my house eating my food. Get the fuck
you
out of here.
You don't even pay rent.
And take your fucking paper-ass degree with you.
And here's an apple.
Yeah. And here's an apple. Better ration that shit out, because you're a fucking loser.
I'm not going to give you banana, because you might do something different with that.
All right, a few more here. Thanks, perv. Today, my cell phone rang while I was still asleep. I picked it up, half asleep, only to find it was wrong number from some guy. Excuse my face. 3 minutes later, I receive a text message saying, "Hey, you sound cute," from the same number. I looked to see if it was local. I'm that desperate. Fuck my life. You're the kind of person, like, a phone rings and it's the wrong number. You're like, well, hey, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Hey, I got a phone book here. Who are you looking for? I'll find him.
I'll find him for you.
I got the internet. I'll pause my wild game.
I got nothing else to do.
On it. I'm just here recycling some semen. It's cool. I got time.
Fuck.
What can I do for you? Today, the girl I like called me and said she liked me after I told her I liked her too. I picture it like a big stumble upon thing, like I like or I don't like.
Yeah.
You click like the green thumbs up or the red thumbs down, and then you stumble to the next person.
The elementary thing. I like you. You like me?
Yes, click. I like it. After I told her I liked her too, she didn't say anything. Thinking the call was a joke, I started screaming at her and calling her a blank.
Bitch.
Slut.
Oh, it's bitch or cunt was I was going to say.
Slut. Hey, damn. Slut. Turns out it wasn't a joke. She had just hit mute on her phone by accident. Fuck my life. Did I say slut? I meant, fuck. What rhymes with slut?
I meant butt.
Nice.
I meant you have
that's
a nice...
not a derogatory term for you.
Yeah.
Being a bitch. I got nothing. Today, we were running late for school, so my mom shouted at me to hurry up and get in the car. I put my school bags in the boot of my car, and my mom drove off.
In the boot?
The boot.
Where are you from again?
This must be the UK, and I believe the boot is the trunk,
right.
I believe. My mom drove off. It wasn't until she got to my school and told me to get out. She realized I was not there. Threw my shit in, closed the trunk. She's out.
She just took off.
Like, well, I'll get your bags to school on time.
It's like, wow, I was wondering why it was so quiet the whole time.
I know. It was like the best drive to work ever.
Yeah, just shut the fuck up.
Today, I was walking to find a public toilet in a Chinese village. That's a bad place
that
to be, my friend.
Bad place. Dude,
that is big trouble, little China.
Yeah.
That is a bad place.
Especially
to
if
be.
You need a public toilet.
Both
toilets.
Well, not, you know, I wasn't preferably looking
no,
for a public toilet.
But that's all
one,
there was.
Right.
You're either getting stabbed or raped in those places.
One of the two. While looking for the women's restroom, I stepped on a thin sheet of plastic. I proceeded to fall into the toilet's waste collection area. And found myself knee-deep in the villagers' feces. Fuck my life. It's the most disgusting
so gross.
Chinese poop. That's so gross. That's like
just all the fucking
little dead dog turds. And
yeah.
Just,
knee-deep. Knee-deep. You're going to have athletes for a while.
Yeah.
That's foul. Oh, foul
God.
Ball, man. Foul ball. Last one for tonight, episode 191. Today, I was cleaning my apartment. because I'm moving on up to East Side.
Is that a song?
I don't know. That's the Jeffersons, isn't it?
I don't know.
No.
No? That's not at
We're
all.
Moving on up.
To yeah. East Side.
Yeah, there you go. Closer.
I was being really thorough so I could get as much of the damage deposit back as possible. You could say I'm kind of a thoroughbred.
Yeah, a little bit.
All right, just a little. I noticed I still had one of those 3M plastic hooks on the wall. And when I went to carefully take it off, a large chunk of the wall came with it. Fuck my life.
Wow. That's, how cheap is that?
Yeah, I know, right? Like, you just...
Well, that's
put,
bunk,
like,
but
yeah,
I don't
the
know.
The whole fucking...
That sucks, but I don't
nice
know if that's a fuck my life story.
Nice wood
paneling,
bro.
That ain't too extreme.
It is when you're not getting your $500 clean deposit back.
Yeah.
That's fuck
and
my
that's
life.
And that's all your money.
In this economy, that's totally fuck my life.
Yeah.
I guess so.
All right, you ready to do some news here? Episode 191?
Let's do it.
I believe it's my turn.
It is your
all
turn.
All right, this one is called. This one was sent to us by MDS from our most fucked up state, Florida.
Of course it is. From all Tampa. The stories he sends us are Florida.
Well, of course. This one is called Four Teens Raped Another in Walker Middle School Locker Room.
Nice.
Middle school. Now, what
Wait,
age?
Wait, middle school.
What age is middle school, Jay?
That was seventh grade.
They
yeah,
said like, teens.
So 13, that was 13? That was 14
yeah,
for
13,
me.
13, 14. Yeah. All right. Four Walker Middle School students raped a 13-year-old classmate with a blank
broomstick.
That's Holy he cheated because he saw the story.
Did you, well then retract.
Yeah, he don't get that
broom handle and a hockey stick last week in a campus locker room, deputy said Friday. Wow, like you couldn't be a man and use your own dick?
Yeah,
you had to
then,
use a fucking hockey stick.
Well, that would make
handle?
You gay. I mean, use a hey, broomstick
no,
and just torture.
For,
this
that
is not gay.
No,
it doesn't make you gay to shove a broomstick and a
well, I
fucking
guess,
hockey
well,
stick in his ass, but if you put
well,
your dick in him, now that's
well,
gay.
Wait. What would make you more gay? To stick your dick in someone's ass or to stick a broomstick in someone's ass?
Or Either, your name is Adam.
No. Fuck you.
That's a close one.
That's a close.
Hey, what was the first name ever thought of? So fuck yourself.
Yeah, if you believe that. Fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Good point.
You're about as real
oh,
as Adam.
Santa Claus.
Well, as
really
the Bible true. Says.
Right, the Bible told me so.
Right.
And that's why
so that makes
I
it true.
Raped my 13-year-old classmate with a broom handle and a hockey stick. Hey, he turned the other cheek. Oh, come on.
Oh,
that's sad, because he did. Not by choice. The boy identified his attackers and then promptly got his ass kicked again, and investigators yeah. arrested four students yeah. at the school on Wednesday. The Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office identified the suspects as, ready for this, Randall John Moy, 14, Raymond A. Price Murray, 14, Lee Luis Myers, 14, and Diamante J. Roberts, 15. Oh, pedophile. Oh,
wow.
Pedo.
That makes you pedo.
That's a pedo. And there's pictures of him. Holy Christ. There are two white boys and two blank boys.
Mexican.
Black.
Well,
that should have been our first assumption, really.
No,
Diamante a white boy or a black
well, that's
boy?
You didn't tell me their names.
I just
oh,
did.
Well, I wasn't really paying attention to
Thanks.
Their names. I was just listening to what happened. No, but Mexican's like the in thing right now
that's
with
weird,
swine
though.
Flu and everything. So
that's
I thought
weird
Mexican.
That with swine flu. It's the new buzzword. Everyone's trying to be Mexican. Even
it's
Carlos.
Not about the blacks
Carlos.
Anymore because there's a president that's black. It's
yeah.
all the Mexicans.
That's awesome. The next president will be Mexican. It'll
no
be
fucking
Carlos
way.
Mencia.
Not even. Not
He'll
even.
He'll get impeached for not being a true Mexican.
Yeah, that 1/4 of you is more Mexican than
I
Carlos.
I know. That's so great. These 192 episodes have more original jokes in them than he's ever told in his whole life.
Ever.
But that's just weird to me. I don't know, that like two white kids and two black kids would gang up and then do this to another kid. Like, yeah. it just seems weird. This is like interracial gangbang going on here. That's totally weird.
They just had to be hardcore in some kind of way.
Is that what it is?
That must have been.
I don't know.
It's the only way I can think of it.
Assistant State Attorney Pam Bondi said the four will be charged as adults. They should be fucking killed. If you do that, you're dead.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Boom, you're dead.
Like, you're done. There's no...
I don't care how old you are.
There's no oops or, oh
it
no.
It just slipped.
Well, what, they're 14 and 13. Wait till they're 26 or 28.
There's no legitimate excuse as to why this happened. I didn't know. We were joking around. No. Like,
I didn't know it wasn't okay to put a broomstick in his ass.
I saw...
just a little joke.
I learned it from watching you.
Yeah, it was just a joke. We're just kidding around.
It was ICP. They influenced me.
Are they juggalos?
Probably.
Oh, shit.
They're
son.
Juggalos.
They all look like they hate their families.
Hey, speaking of which, this is a bit off topic. Have you heard of The Mob?
No.
A local group of kids that hang out at the skate park.
Here?
Yes, yeah. Here in Kalispell.
We were at Woodland today.
Yeah, as we were golfing, if you go golfing at Whitefish Park or here in Woodland, you will see stickers of The Mob.
Really?
Is this those name tags, hello, my name is, and then they put The Mob?
A group That's of so kids stupid. That just hang out at the skate
wow.
park and do fucking nothing but crank up their ICP.
Are you serious?
I swear to
Tell
God.
Tell that story you told me about the pastor dude that was there.
Okay, there was this pastor there, and he was just, you know, he was at the skate park trying to speak up positive words and whatever.
A pastor?
Yeah.
Boy, you're going to get raped.
Father, pastor, whatever. I'm not much into the church thing. But
priest.
Anyway.
Okay, Adam. Hypocrite.
Anyway. So he was there just spreading the good words of Christ and whatever. Those
words.
Kids... A couple of them leave in a car, throw a firecracker at him.
Wow.
After that, crank up some ICP, just to, you know, how ICP
Hold
is.
Hold on, I gotta go paint my face like a clown.
Yeah. A couple of them actually do. A couple of them actually do. I've seen it, dude.
Are
you
down
know
with
who
the
else
clown?
Was down with the clown?
Who?
Ronald McDonald.
He was.
He's not very
He's
far.
He's the original clown.
He ended up selling fucking shitty fast food to people.
Like, he's the original clown.
That's not hardcore.
He's OG.
Come on.
But that's pretty much the story. It's a group of kids that hang out at Woodland Park,
and
they call themselves The Mob.
I'm going to huck my Falf disc at their
no,
face.
No, they would seriously get beat up at the skate park all the time, and they move their location over to the other end of
yeah,
the Woodland
Park,
where that little loop is at the
I'll
end of Woodland.
Yeah, that's
I'll
where
go
they
chicken
hang out
hunting.
Now. Seriously, when
Dude,
we were
how
leaving,
ironic,
when we were leaving, there was like five or six cars
no.
of that group all bumping music. Like
no, this
music.
One girl... I jumped up on the bridge railing trying to walk across it. She yells, "Don't fall!" So I jump off. As we're walking, she's like, "Oh, I thought you were someone I knew." And then I'm like, "So are you friends with those kids over there?" And she's like, "Yeah." I'm like, "The Mob?" She's like, "Yeah." And she's like,
"The Goody Mob?"
And then I was like, and then she's like, "Well, they're really good people if you get to know them. You should choose your friends better."
Yeah, right. Choose.
Have a nice day.
That's so sad.
Dude,
like,
it was the
how,
dumbest fucking thing
how
ever.
How do you lose your way so much? Like, I listened to ICP back when Great Malenko came out.
Yeah,
and it was a
and
funny
that was,
album.
Didn't everybody?
Album. Everyone
Dude, that was
to
me
Malenko.
Too, back
yeah,
in the day.
When
for
it came
like
out.
A year, maybe, if
yeah.
that. And then that's all. You move on.
Right. It's just a fucking phase.
Some people just don't grow out of it. Or is that them? Are they where we were? Like, we
yeah,
never
that might
used
be.
To... Go riding around in our cars, fucking cranking.
I'm gonna have to show you. Me and Brandon are gonna have to show you to get the full effect. You have to see it to believe it.
I need to. I need something to cheer me up right now.
Let's go talk to him.
In fact, bring the video camera so we can edit it and put it on the jam hole.
Can we do that? Can we get
the
some blanks for the
dude? Let's go up and just talk.
Just roll up and be like, "You think you're hot?" Boom, boom, boom!
No.
Just watch them piss their
Let's just
hands.
Take the camera and ask them about The Mob.
Yeah. How ironic would it be if they
There's a bunch
got
next to our stickers on the signs.
With an axe.
With
that would be awesome.
Ironic.
Just bring a double-sided axe.
Ironic.
But
We're
no,
going chicken
all
hunting.
The jam holes... All
Who's
the,
going chicken hunting?
There's a couple jam hole stickers right next to them. My name is The Mob.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's like
we should get some of those "My Name Is" and just put big giant dude and then cover them up,
and then or just put an arrow pointing to the mob next to it. It's an arrow, big giant douche,
big giant right. douche mob.
All face charges of sexual battery. Speaking of The Mob and false imprisonment,
David says I'll buy the blanks.
Fantastic. Where do you say that in the feedback?
In the chat,
oh.
He says I'm going with you if you do that.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Sorry. sexual battery, false imprisonment. Quote, it's sad, so sad, the victim's mother said. Well, of course, you're the mom's, right. You're the mother of the kid that got sodomized with a broomstick and a hockey stick.
Dude, he totally got gangbanged.
Like, interview the kids that did its parents. They're like, that's so awesome, that was my boy, yeah.
I doubt that's the reaction.
Different strokes, man.
They probably didn't have much to say.
Probably not. Like, this came out of
really?
You, yeah, and this, look what it did.
Look what you raised.
Look what happened. Look what you did.
That's your genes.
That's you. eyes glistening as she leaned her head against the door of her family's Carrollwood area home.
I can't.
Don't hurt yourself.
You're making me yawn.
I know, it's contagious.
I'm tired.
I'm gonna slice your face, give you a Chelsea grin.
Okay. Quote, you'd expect your child to be safe at school. Right, you know, at school where there's metal detectors to make sure there's no fucking firearms at school.
And knives.
Yeah, you told I would totally expect them to be safe there.
Yeah, especially.
Well, with the broomstick, there's no metal, dude.
Or hockey stick.
That's metal. That's straight wood.
Yeah. That's straight up
hey,
wood.
I got wood, bro.
So does he now.
You can sneak a broomstick through there. Not a shank, but a broomstick.
He'll never play hockey again.
Every time he goes to play hockey.
The Times is not identifying the victim or his mother because of the nature of the crime. Because that fucking sucks, dude. You
got sodomized.
Oh my Christ. The mother said the alcohol
the
mother said the school advised her. See, school and advise spells alcohol.
Does it?
Advised her not to discuss the incident until she had retained a lawyer. Quote, I want to protect him, she said. It's so private.
About as private as that was.
Well, Howard Stern private parts.
How fucked is your life going to be for the rest of your life after you've been sodomized with a broomstick?
You'll never be able to sweep again.
I wonder how far that. I wonder how far that thing went.
Out his mouth.
No, you'd be dead.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Maybe it'll stay here, perv. Oh, God, I wonder if they lubed it. Oh, Jesus. I wonder if they, like, just went in once or if they just repeatedly put it in and out.
You think he liked
out.
It?
I wonder if they went,
Jackson Carmack?
God.
And it's gone.
I hate that we have to wait till October for more episodes. It's always, like, around my birthday time.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Is that it for that story?
Okay. Not all. All five teens were in the locker room.
Here's
the story. The teens continually harassed and picked on the boy between March 15th and May 5th. On April 30th, two teens held the victim down while the other two sexually battered him. So there's two white kids and two black kids.
Mm-hmm.
You think it was a black and a white holding him down, and then a black and
it
a white
was an
taking
interracial
turns? Or was
bang
it
bang.
The two white kids holding him down while the black kids fucked him, or was it the two black kids holding him down like, hey...
I think it was one
the other
dude,
way around.
One white dude holding him down, and
like,
then one black dude.
Symmetry, super
right,
symmetry.
Right, because
right.
I'm OCD,
O-R-E-O. That's how I have to have it.
Yeah.
OCD like that. All five teens were in the locker room to get ready.
Nappy
fuck
time.
My face! I cannot stop yawning.
You're making me yawn.
What's the matter?
Oh,
you
God.
Got any more of that cocaine?
I wish.
All five teens were in the locker room. Quit that,
dude! You made me yawn.
You're causing a yawn loop here.
I'm not yawning at all.
You yawned, and then I yawned, and then from me yawning, you yawned.
You're starting it. Actually, I see you over there. He's like.
Totally. That's totally me right there.
I can't stop it. All five teens were in the locker room to get ready for an interscholastic flag football team practice. He said the school had been investigating another bullying incident Tuesday involving...
God, stop.
I can't help it. Involving the boy when they learned of the sex assault allegations. Quote, what I'm told by the principal is that we learned there was bullying incident Tuesday after school. He said, that's what we were involved in Wednesday when some of these details came out. That's when we notified the school resource officer.
Awesome.
All four suspects were being held in a juvenile assessment center. Their parents declined interview requests. What would you say to that?
How embarrassed would you be to be their parents?
Oh, for sure.
I'd be so embarrassed.
I'd say put them on death row.
You guys, you be the parents. I'll be the interviewer, okay? Your kids just got caught shoving a broomstick and hockey stick up this other kid's asshole. Ready?
Yeah.
And scene. Ring, ring.
Hello?
Hi, this is Matt from thejamhole.com. I'm here to talk to you about the incident at school the other day.
Click.
No comment. well played. I know, right? Like, what could you possibly say that is going to make any kind of difference?
Nothing.
I hope they hang him personally. I disowned him a few hours ago.
Yeah, saying from the parents' point of view, like, yeah, we kicked him out like a week ago.
Yeah.
We actually
changed our last name.
And our locks, and we're still waiting for him to get his shit out of our storage unit. He's 14. We tried to drop him off in Nebraska, but they sent him back. Something about him trying to finger fuck the other little kids there.
Oh,
I don't know.
Oh my god, that was so funny.
It's amazing. Price Murray's mother, Len Sean Price, is a Clearwire police officer. Oh, one of the...
What?
Yeah, one of the black kids' dad is a cop.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
That sucks.
I have no comment, she said. No comment whatsoever. That's a quote.
Exactly.
I have absolutely nothing to say about
it. I'd say give him the chair or hang him.
He's adopted? I would say that. I would pull the adoption card.
Hey, I adopted him.
I would fabricate some fucking adoption papers and be like, I'm sorry. I would divorce my black wife and marry a white one and be like, look, there's no possible way we could have given birth to this black child.
You know those commercials for the starving black children in Africa and stuff? Where you just send them 99 cents? See, that's what I thought I was doing.
Apparently
they send you the kid.
Right,
and
apparently in Africa that's a game they like to play.
Yeah.
Like, they have hockey sticks and broomsticks, but nothing else.
That's all they got.
It's called stickball. I don't know.
I've been laughing for the past 3 minutes.
That's amazing. My stomach hurts. A woman at the Myers family residence referred a reporter to an attorney who did not return phone calls. Moy's father, Randall Moy, hung up the phone twice.
Wow.
Like, they had to call him back the first time.
Yes, Brayden just did. Click.
Sure. Wait, were you really hanging up? Because sometimes you hit the button on accident. Like, did you hit the button on click? Okay, that was for real.
Yeah, okay.
And the Roberts family could not be reached for comment, of course.
Not, because he wouldn't even... He saw the caller ID.
Quote, currently those students are not at Walker and will not return to... I tried to fight it back.
That was the craziest-looking thing.
They are not at Walker and will not return to Walker unless their legal issues are resolved. Hey, you know that little felony...
We'll call it a little...
Like, you can come back to school once that's resolved.
Right.
Okay.
You might not even want to come back.
Right.
Sodomy.
Like, if you sodomy. Like, you're the kids that do that and you come back to school. Do you kick the doors open and roll in like 4 deep? Just
boom.
Like, boom.
What, bitch?
She's fucking popping.
Fuck with me and
back.
I'll sodomize your ass.
That's right. That was us. We're the sodomy gang. Cake and sodo me. Cake and sodo you. Like, would you... What? Oh,
I remember
just,
the feeling of walking in the doors after you won a fight after being suspended for a week. It happened to me once in high school.
I'm in the mood for some sodomy.
But walking into the school, like, yeah, I sodomized someone last week. What of it?
But like,
what are you going to do?
You would just not make eye contact at all.
Not
like, that
even.
Would be, how could you still go to that school if you were those kids... Or be in that school with them.
Should have thought about that before he even did it.
Be like, don't drop the fucking soap around them. Hey, he didn't even have soap. They just held him down and did that.
Well, like, how would the teachers look at you, let alone the students?
Couldn't do it.
Amazing.
Teachers would give you F's or A's on all your assignments.
What causes that to happen, though? Like, if there was four of us, say we had a little black friend of ours or whatever. And or we're like, hey, let's
go
how
fuck
does that...
this kid with the broomsticks. Yeah,
yeah,
that turns out.
How does that sound? Totally ridiculous, right?
Yeah. Like, it must have been some, like, what is it backstory
to? None of that
is
sounds entertaining to me.
Is it the way the kid said it, maybe? That's like, man, that sounds fucking good.
They must have been high
or
on
did
something.
They, I don't know. Or did they think the kid was, like, a faggot? And so they were like, well, if he's a faggot...
You're the one ramming the pine in him!
I'm just trying to think of any scenario I can, because I have no idea how
like
they
he
would
called
do that.
You a faggot, and you're like, "I'll show you faggot," and then you show him faggot. Like,
that's
I don't.
Faggot.
That's amazing. That goes into like, yeah, just a little backstory. They're okay kids. He said Moy jokes around a lot, but they're okay kids. I didn't think they'd do something like that.
Of course, he
really.
Did.
Like, how do you look
who
at
thinks
a kid
anyone
and be like,
would do that?
That kid's got sodomy.
That
in
kid's
his
gonna.
Eye.
Yeah, that kid. I see sodomy in that kid.
That's
though.
Right. That, like, how do you...
You're going to get raped.
Yeah, you got raped, son. Another student, 7th grader Kyle Sneed, said, quote, "It's kind of surprising, because almost everyone here is really good to us." Mm-hmm. Maybe they were all into that, but they picked the one kid that totally wasn't, and then he told on him.
Oh.
Maybe it was a little game they liked to play.
I don't know about
play
that.
Again?
Wait, what's the game involved?
Want to play Truth or Dare?
No, not with you.
I dare you to interracially sodomize this kid over here.
It's called Broomstick or Hockey Stick.
Does it say which race the victim was?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't say anything.
Probably
about
a little white boy.
Probably. That is fucking sad, sad, sad. And
is that
yeah,
it?
That is it for that story.
All right. I already said the title of this one earlier. This one is called Mancy's Own Wife in Adultery Porno.
Nice. What was he doing watching the porno?
Well, he was... Well, hold on. A Taiwan carpenter bought a porn DVD only to find secretly taped motel footage of his wife having sex with his friend who the husband later stabbed.
Oh! So he saw his friend ramming the pine in his wife.
Like, could you imagine, though? You just get home, you fucking put in the DVD, you got
the
your...
The porno you just
rented.
You
grab the lotion, you grab the tissues, you pull down your pants, you press play, you're about to jerk it, and you're like, oh yeah, this bitch is hot. Wait, that's my wife.
This bitch isn't very hot. What the fuck? Wait, what the fuck?
Wait, is that my friend?
Like, you obviously have to jerk it to porn because your wife's not fucking you.
Right.
Obviously, she's not fucking you because she's fucking your friend on film.
Or what if you're getting the porn and watching it with your wife?
Oh, she's like, no, honey, I've already seen that one.
Or wait, out of the variety, like, you happen to grab that one.
That's so crazy, though.
The husband, identified only by his surname Lee, discovered the illicit sex on the DVD in 2002. The sexual acts apparently had been recorded using a hidden camera.
Oh.
Or on the pornographic DVD titled Affairs with Other Wives.
Oh!
He got that.
You picked,
he
that,
picked
one.
That,
hey,
one.
Just desserts, my friend. Yeah. Just desserts.
Bought from a vendor to watch at home.
Do one to others, right?
Yeah.
Poor.
He discovered his wife after viewing the DVD. His friend, a butcher, disappeared from
so,
their village.
Do you think he still rubbed one out?
Yeah. I'm
waste
have to
not,
say he did.
Waste not, want not.
Well, you know, he's already got his
that
dick
would be
out.
Rather disappointing after you.
I know, like,
to
if
do
I wanted to beat off to
I don't
my
know, that
wife,
would,
to-
that would totally kill the mood for me, personally.
I'd go in the bedroom
like,
and
like, wait,
beat
that's
off
my friend.
My
that's my friend and my wife. I think I'm done.
And my friend,
that's
like,
the
come
lowest,
on.
Like, form of sex.
I know.
Jerking off to your friend fucking your wife.
That's like Christian masturbation. Like, when you're masturbating, your wife sends you pictures. And she's like, you have to jerk it to these, and that's it. Nothing else.
Nothing else.
And, like, she accidentally sends one of her cheating on you, and you're like, you're jerking it. You're jerking it. About
gotta.
To come. You're like, no! You tricked me, you bitch! Fucking bitch!
In August 2008, Lee spotted the butcher in Chung Lee City, returned with the knife, and stabbed his former friend in the thigh.
Of course he did!
The butcher sued Lee for causing bodily harm.
I would have cut his fucking dick off and fucked him with it.
At least he went about it the right way. Instead of killing him, at least he showed him some pain.
No, but how is this?
Yeah, bring the pain!
You catch your
wife.
You
know what? Hold on. I think his wife showed him the pain when he had to actually have sex with her.
No, but you find out your wife is fucking your friend on a porno that you just paid money for.
Oh, I definitely get my money back for sure.
And then you go stab the dude and he sues you.
Well, that kind of backfired.
And then you get sued.
I'd be like, well, Honor, Exhibit A, here's my wife. And he's like, well, oh, the defense rests. She is an ugly bitch.
Yeah, and you watched her get fucked by your friend and then get sued for it.
Right, and then you still didn't get your fucking money back.
And that's it for that story.
This is an amazing story. I got a real quick one here before I actually read my news story. This just goes with what I was talking about, the price of cigarettes going up, right? Uh-huh. People not going to be able to afford them pretty soon. What do they do?
Steal.
They steal them. Finally, this is the very first story we've had that I found that has to do with someone stealing cigarettes. This one is called Nicotine Ninja Prefers Brand Name Cigs. Golden, Colorado, Jefferson County authorities are looking for a man. Nice, newspaper. Grammar check much? It's the one with the green squiggly underline, you fucking idiot. Is this a fake story? Did you check your sources, you fucking retard?
Just copy and paste.
Right. A man they've dubbed the Nicotine Ninja, believed to be responsible for stealing 120...
cartons.
$1,000 worth of cigarettes, which now is what, like three cans of Bally?
Yeah.
God.
That's a joke.
That's a joke, but seriously, it's really not.
No.
Authorities said the suspect is completely clad in dark clothing and covers half his face with a black cloth when he breaks into liquor stores in the middle of the night. The man is believed to be responsible for 118 burglaries across the metro area during the last 2 years.
He smokes a lot of fucking cigarettes.
He's been stocking up. Yeah. He actually owns a cigarette store up the street.
He actually sells black market cigarettes.
Authorities said he usually only takes brand name cigarettes and ignores the generic brands.
Of course.
That is it for that story. Amazing, awesome. Though. Like, and he's been doing it for the past 2 years.
Before it even went up and talked.
Yeah.
He's like,
word
on the street is these tobacco taxes are about to get fucking off the wall, off the fucking chizane. I'm going to start stocking up now.
Well, you can steal them now still. I mean, well,
maybe just to make some profit.
Yeah, you can sell them for half the price.
Aren't they tagged, though? Like, if you were to sell them and someone reported them, like, they would see that this was from a batch of stolen smokes.
How are they tagged?
Well, the number's on the bottom where it says tax paid. Isn't there like a little number on there?
I don't know.
I don't know. I never smoke those kind of cigarettes. I try not to.
Except when you have to.
I know. Smoke them if you got them. All right. And my actual story, this one is called Mo Mom Accused of Using Child to Block Taser.
Hmm.
Body blow, uppercut, fucking block.
Yeah, block.
My +5 enchanted shield of justice and truth. I think your +5 shield of justice and truth just took a dump.
Yeah, in its pants.
In its fucking pants. Hannibal, Missouri. There's a place called Hannibal?
That's awesome.
That's what I said.
Fucking A. Police said a Northeast Missouri mother used her 1-year-old child to shield a man from a taser during a confrontation with officers. A confrontation.
A 1-year-old?
Like, is that mother's instinct? Like, you're about to get tased, you're like, fucking block, ting, ting, fucking spins it around, knocks him the fuck out with it.
Then throws it back at him.
Yeah, oh shit, that's so awesome.
That's fucked, a 1-year-old.
But she wasn't blocking herself. She was using it to block a man.
What?
Like, she, dude, the
some
dude's
stranger.
The dude's about to get tased, she's like, no!
Awesome.
Fucking bullet time and shit. And then starts to shock and she's like tosses it back at the cop and shocks the shit.
Hits him in the head.
Oh man, there you go, Michael Bay. We just wrote your next fucking movie. You're welcome.
Transformers 3.
Yes. God, that's gonna be such an awesome piece of shit movie. I can't wait. The woman, 20, was charged with endangering the welfare of a child.
You think?
No shit. God. And interfering with an arrest. She was arrested Tuesday night and placed at the Marion County Jail on a 24-hour hold. The child, whose gender police did not release, was placed with another family member. I'm sure it's going to be a lot safer there. Fucking
yeah,
awesome.
No, God.
Now, does it matter, like, if it's a boy or a girl? Like, no, it's one.
Of course it does.
Yeah, it's still a little baby.
It's good. They're going to get shocked the shit out of the same,
yeah,
right?
It doesn't make a difference.
Apparently it does.
Officers were at an apartment checking on an assault claim made by the woman when a man confronted them, making threats. One of the officers displayed a taser as the man approached. Police said the mother offered her child to the man, placing the toddler in the taser's path. Like, really?
Yeah.
What?
Here you go. This'll save you.
Oh, I got your back.
David says, what is up with all these people shocking the shit out of their kids lately?
Yeah, because we had the dog collar
shock
one.
Collar, and then the other one,
right,
where the dude was just sick of it, of the bring your kids to work day,
and he
just shocked the shit.
Him.
And now this. That's weird.
I know.
Talk about
fucking
don't
kids.
Tase me, bro.
I know. Everyone hate their kids.
Yeah, and that is it for that story.
That's
short
awesome.
And sweet, to the point. Like, do you just hate your child?
I guess. Or do you just care about this strange man
who
more
is
than
this
your child?
Man?
Yeah, who is this man you're so crazy about saving?
He was apparently assaulting somebody. Like,
wow.
No, he beats me, but I deserve it.
Yeah.
I would give my child's life for him.
Apparently.
Obviously.
All right, this one is called Teen Killed by Dad Was Carrying His Baby.
Of course. Did he get tased?
That's hot.
Probably.
Should have.
A Bronx man who strangled his pregnant 14-year-old daughter and threw her naked body in a boiler last year was also the father of her unborn child.
Of course he was. Of course.
That's
how
righteous.
How much more deep do you, like, have to get? Like,
that's amazing. Like, you...
It's my brother and my son.
Yeah.
Okay, go team. Wait, another point for humans ruling the fucking food chain.
God, that's fucking with me. Okay.
You're all a bunch of fucking retards. You know what? That's why I will continue doing this show. Just to continually, day to day, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, to point out how big of a fucking retard America is and other countries.
Everyone.
The world.
Just people.
The collective
people.
World. You're a fucking idiot. That's all.
The world.
That's it. The show's going to be 2 minutes long. Hello. Welcome to the Jam Hole. The world is still full of fucking retards. We'll see you tomorrow. Goodbye. Done.
Stop. Michael Mattis, 36, appeared in Bronx Supreme Court Tuesday as prosecutors consolidated the two indictments against him, an earlier one for his daughter's murder and the newest one for second-degree rape and incest.
Of course.
DNA taken from Mattis matches the sample taken from the fetus carried by his daughter, Anna.
Like, is your daughter that hot? I don't
I
get
guess
it.
Mattis confessed to the murder, saying he was driven to strangle Anna with an electrical cord when he caught her writing sex things on her computer.
Well, don't fucking cheat on me. You're carrying my child. You said you'd fucking do it. You said you'd be faithful to me. Don't be a fucking whore.
Well, that kid's going to be straight in the head anyway.
Oh, yeah, that kid will be just fine. We're not worried about the child.
That kid ain't even gonna be able to walk straight. Seriously.
That kid's not gonna be bipedal at all.
No.
It's gonna be a fucking four leg. It's gonna be an octopus. That child, you have given birth to an octopus.
You're
congratulations.
The first human family to give birth to an octopus.
Congratulations.
Great.
I'm so proud. Mattis's
family.
Hey, I'm proud of you, guys.
Mattis's family had previously said Anna was pregnant with a boyfriend's baby.
Oh, right.
Right.
My boyfriend, a.k.a.
So they thought.
My dad.
My dad.
My dad is my boyfriend.
He treats me so well.
Mattis faced 25 years to life in prison for the murder charge. He now faces
an additional
7 years in prison for the rape charge.
Oh, right. I mean, we better tack on another seven.
So 32.
Right, because, you know, 25... Really?
Well, 32 to life. 32 minimum.
He'll be out in 10, guaranteed.
I don't know.
Overcrowded.
32 to life means 32 years until parole.
If that. Cut that in half for good behavior.
I don't know. And that's it for
that
story.
That's such bullshit. Kill him.
Yeah. Just
and
kill
her
him.
For, like, you
well,
let...
Well, he already killed her.
Oh, she's dead, right.
He strangled her with an electrical
arm. No. And people, like...
And the child?
But people,
well,
like, in Obama's eye, that's inhumane. You
what?
Can't, yeah.
What'd you say?
I said, well, people... In people's eyes, like Obama or any of the liberal democratic views,
well,
that's inhumane.
Bush.
That's inhumane. You can't kill people like
to
that.
To just kill someone like
that? To just
that?
Kill someone.
He did?
I know. Who? Oh, I know.
Yeah,
but
strangled her to death.
Yeah.
Which
is fine. I'm all about, you know, fixing your own mistakes.
But
that's
an eye
fine.
For
right.
But an eye for an eye is inhumane, I guess, in this.
It was good enough for
world.
The Bible.
Yeah.
What's wrong? You can pick and choose which parts of religion you want and which ones you don't. That's convenient. This one, what's time, please?
Now we're at 37 minutes.
All right, I'll read a couple more here. This one's called A Michigan Teen Pleads Guilty to Burning Man's
Crotch.
Blank.
Crotch.
Groin, but I'll go ahead and give that to
me,
you.
Same
thing.
Same thing.
I like groin better.
It's a better word.
Groin.
Groin. The groin.
The groin.
Groin.
Pontiac, Michigan. A suburban Detroit, of course. 18-year-old pleaded guilty to lighting a man's pants on fire and causing a third-degree burn to his groin. He was quoted as saying he was a liar liar.
Pants on
fire. Pants on fire. Tyler Quick pleaded guilty to Tuesday to a charge of assault with intent to commit great bodily harm greater than or less than murder.
Oh, God.
Greater than or less than murder.
I didn't hear you. He was trying to talk to me.
What?
He was asking me for
what?
Gum.
I just need gum, man.
Right now you need gum?
Like
I
right
tried
now.
To keep this quiet, but now he had to tell everybody.
Jeez. You can wait.
No, seriously.
Anyway, I don't have any.
Bullshit.
I didn't bring it with me. Yeah, get some gum for him.
Well, I didn't mean to make that big of a deal of it, but here
it's
we go.
A pack of it. Well, if it's that important, you need gum this minute.
I swear to God, if I hear you chewing gum when I listen back will fucking kill you.
You will.
So, Tyler Quick pleaded guilty Tuesday to a charge of assault with intent to commit great bodily harm to the Brajones less than murder. Oakland County Circuit Judge Ray Lee Shabbat will sentence Quick on June 2nd. Police said Quick attended a party at home of a 51-year-old man who passed out during the revelry.
The revelry?
18. I'm going to go chill with my 51-year-old bro.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's cool. Don't worry about it.
Call him Uncle Dave.
Uncle Bob. Like, really? Are you getting pain pills from him?
Yeah.
Because that's the only
reason. That's the only reason you should be. Because he's got prescription.
Right. That's the only legitimate reason for you being there.
Yeah.
Partying.
Otherwise, something else is going on.
Right.
They shouldn't be.
Finger in the butt.
Yeah.
Investigators told the Daily Tribune of Royal Oak that Quick painted the unconscious man's face with makeup before placing a burning candle on his pants, igniting them. Of course, defense attorney Pamela Johnson said Wednesday the judge agreed to dismiss the charge if Quick successfully completes probation. Hey, it's cool. You're hanging out with a 51-year-old dude.
Right.
You're 18. You're partying.
That's fine.
Blowing it down. You lit his crotch on fire. But hey, probation. Pro-bro.
Yeah.
Probation.
That's probation.
Pro-probation.
You are on probation from him.
That's right.
It's all good.
And that is it for that story.
Awesome.
Like, is that funny? Like, I just burned your crotch.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
I'm such a jokester.
Yeah, that's so funny.
I would have took a can of spray, fucking hairspray and a lighter and just torched the fuck out of his face. Yeah. And be like, I got you back.
This
here,
one
have another pain pill.
Yeah, here's another.
Wait till
oxy.
You pass out so I can fuck you in the asshole.
Jesus. This one is called New Details Released About Murder of 13-Year-Old.
Okay.
Defense attorneys say a teenager accused of killing his 13-year-old girlfriend never confessed to the slaying, and authorities are relying on statements from his teenage friends.
Of course.
Great.
How old was the child that killed the 13-year-old?
Probably around the same age.
Nice.
I would imagine.
Nice.
Yeah, so they're relying on his teenage friends. That's going to be fun, trying to question a bunch of teenage friends.
Yeah,
about
but
them.
No, but yeah, but no, but
yeah.
See, what happened?
Well, it was like, and it was like this, and like, you know, totally
and you're
like.
Call me a bitch.
Oh,
like,
totally.
Yeah, but no, but.
God. The defense added the prosecution is relying on hearsay among teenagers.
Of course, it's all hearsay.
Alex Pacheco, 18, of Bloomfield, so he's 18.
Are they relying on word
on the
street?
Wait, he's 18 and she's 13.
Nice.
We got a problem there already.
Match made in heaven.
Hey, if they can bleed, they can breed.
Fucking A.
Yes.
Old enough to bleed, old enough to butcher.
18 of Bloomfield faces first degree murder, child abuse resulting in death, and abuse of a corpse in the death after his former girlfriend, Chelsea Shannon.
Corpse fucker.
During a preliminary hearing Wednesday, detectives laid out their case for a judge who will determine whether Placeco will stand trial.
Placenta?
Yeah, placenta.
Hey, what do you smell that?
It smells like placenta.
Corpse fucker.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Smell your dick. You've been fucking a dead body.
Maggots and shit.
Yeah, Broomfield Detective Chris Kearns
testified. It's like a vibrator that doesn't need batteries.
Yeah, testified that the witnesses told investigators that Placeco
placenta
told them he choked. He choked Shannon, stabbed her to make sure she was dead,
of course.
Had sex with her body, which went cold in 30 seconds.
Next logical step.
Which
yeah,
was a quote.
You gotta do it quick.
Yeah.
Because they will get cold.
Well, I mean, she's pretty tight now, so it shouldn't take you more than 30 seconds.
Right. As soon as you stabbed her, everything went...
Yeah.
That's what I call a born-again virgin.
Fuck.
Wow. Is that dark
that
humor?
I thought I'd heard everything, but fuck.
The detective said...
I'm not the one that did it. Don't give us news stories to read about an 18-year-old choking the shit out of his 13-year-old slut-fucking girlfriend, then stabbing her to make sure she's dead, and then fucking her, okay? You don't do that, and I won't make fun of you doing that. Deal?
Deal.
No deal?
No.
Okay.
Deal or no deal? We're playing that game.
Then I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you.
The detective said friends
I'll quit making fun of it when you quit doing it. How's that?
Had seen a lock of hair placenta had wrapped in the tissue that matched the description of Shannon's hair. He told his friends, I actually did it.
I did it. Hey.
I did it.
Well, then you're in the frat.
Yeah.
We'll see you in 25 to 30.
Right. The detective also testified placenta took a friend to where the body was dumped and asked if he wanted to see it.
Of course.
That's where you made your first mistake.
Oops.
You don't show anyone where the body is.
No.
And you definitely don't tell them you did it.
And you definitely don't point them to your live video account where there's actually archives
of
30-minute clips of you killing her, you arguing with her because she's a mouthy bitch,
right,
and then choking her, and then stabbing her, and then fucking her, but only for 30 seconds, because I don't know if you know this or not, but after a 13-year-old girl is dead for 30 seconds, the body goes cold.
Right.
Right.
Let him finish. It gets funnier.
No.
Oh, how could this possibly get any
more humorous? It doesn't really. That's pretty much it, though.
No, continue.
The friend told police he said no, but placenta still went. He allegedly told the friend he had to get one of his socks that got stuck in the mud and it used condom he had used on the body.
Right. At least he used a condom.
At least. Well,
see,
it's a dead body.
Says sex ed doesn't work?
No, I mean, he was safe. jeans and ladies' underwear was
dead.
Found near Shannon's
body. She's
not going
to get pregnant. She's dead. She's not going to get pregnant.
But she's dead. How many bacteria and diseases have developed inside of her already?
Doesn't matter. She's dead.
Well, he just killed her. Like,
right.
It was instant. He said within 30 seconds she was cold.
Yeah, you got to get... You got to fuck it before it starts getting all gamey
right.
And
shit. Yuck.
You got to get it.
God.
You got to get it while it's still hot.
You can't phase me. There's nothing you could possibly say that would make me go,
Placenta's defense attorney asked the detective about a letter from Shannon in which she wrote about running away from home. They said she was on her way to a party with an older man the last day she was home. Shannon was reported missing October 14th. Her body was found January 21st. That's it for that story.
It's a fantastic
I don't see where it was getting more
that's
funny.
That's like a Romeo-Juliet love story.
Almost. Except
where Juliet
with a very sad ending.
Yeah.
And doesn't shut the fuck up.
Right,
and then
so he kills
Romeo
her and rapes her.
Has to choke a bitch.
Right.
Is Romeo going to have to choke a bitch? And then
is Doc Miles going to have to choke a bitch? Oh, my God.
Awesome. Oh, fuck. All right, let me read this one. This one is called... Rotten office fridge cleanup sends 7 to hospital.
Really? Hospital?
And I deliver to a lot of offices, so I can appreciate this story because I have smelled some pretty rank fucking fridges. And this is the reason why most of them say, clean out your own shit, and anything left in here at the end of the week will get thrown out.
Right.
Because they leave Tupperwares in there, shit's like growing, you go in there, I'm like, you need any water? It's like, nah.
It's just like, it looks at you.
What the fuck was that?
That thing just blinked.
Yeah, that's weird. San Jose, California, an officer worker cleaning a fridge, or an office worker, what did I say, an officer worker? An office worker cleaning a fridge full of rotten food created a smell so noxious that it sent 7 coworkers to the hospital and made many others ill. Firefighters had to evacuate the AT&T building in downtown San Jose on Tuesday after the flagrant fumes prompted someone to call 911. A hazmat team was called in.
Nice.
Way I'd smell go. Some smells, hey, but to be sent to the hospital from a smell?
Hey, AT&T office crew. Like, all adults, right?
Right.
You just leave that shit in there like you don't give a fuck.
Right. How's your home life?
I know.
Like, what's the fridge at home look like?
That's so
with all your kids
gross.
And shit?
So gross. Ugh.
Well, picture the worst odor you could think of. And it probably doesn't even compare to this.
No.
7 to the hospital
jumping
from
into
a
the
smell.
Sewage plant.
Like, the smell just came out and was, like, throwing bows left and right, like, knocking fools out and shit.
It just
like,
got
damn,
it.
What's that smell? Dude, oh!
Just hit me in the face.
Like, the worst thing I could think of is a rotting human corpse, and people have smelt that not ended
well,
up in the
what
hospital.
What were they eating in there?
Yeah.
I would take some of that down to the lab and test it. what they found was an unplugged refrigerator that had been crammed with moldy food.
Mm.
Some prank office prankster
That's
was
funny.
Like, I'll show you fat fuckers, unplug the fridge.
And then he quit the next day.
Right, or got fired, or knew he was getting fired.
Right, so he did that.
Obviously.
Or
AT&T,
ended up in the hospital a few days later.
Right, and I'm sure AT&T, like all the other businesses, are like downsizing a little bit. Like,
right.
We don't need this department. What
so
do you do
you get
what?
Some pissed off people.
Oh, for sure. Authorities said an enterprising office worker had decided to clean it out, placing the food in a conference room while using 2 cleaning chemicals to scrub down the mess. The mixture of old lunches and disinfectant caused 28 people to need treatment for vomiting and nausea.
Wow.
Authorities said the worker who cleaned the fridge didn't need treatment. She can't smell because of allergies.
I've never seen or smelled anything that made me that sick.
I've smelled like... If I eat McDonald's, like Egg McMuffins and shit, for 2 days in a row,
yeah.
That third day, whoa, man.
Oh, that'll make it
My
well
farts out. Are disgusting. Like,
just
whoa.
The smell of that McDonald's is what
like, I enjoy
with.
A whiff every now and then, but that is like...
Not that, that one.
Tears to my eyes.
Yeah, like...
Like, tear gas.
But to actually make you vomit.
Yeah,
I've never had anything...
So far.
I've never had anything induce vomiting upon me, except... A bunch
except
of alcohol.
Being, yeah,
right,
except
well,
or being sick.
And you always see that.
No,
I'm like,
even from being sick, I've never thrown up.
Really? You've never gotten the stomach flu and gotten
never.
Made thrown up?
No. The only thing I've ever puked from is too much alcohol. That's
you,
it.
You always see that on CSI and shit, where people, like, they're like, oh, we got a bad decomp, and, like, the newbie cop is always like, like, he's throwing up and shit.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, food, mold, like, we've smelled some different kinds of molds
right.
In our hobby
throughout
days.
Your lifetime,
we've had
still.
Right, during
smells.
Our mycological experimentation. But
you could call
nothing,
it that.
Nothing that's like, it's just a dusty smell.
Yeah.
But, Grad, that's just, you know, a certain substrate.
Right.
Not all sorts of
different
everyone's
kinds.
Fat fuck leftover
and
dinners.
For how long, though?
Right.
Like, it's been there for a long
Plus,
time.
Plus, it's all getting intermixed
well,
in with
and
each
it's
other.
In an enclosed area
right.
And then opened all at once.
Oh,
and then,
whoa!
Yeah, but it was a fridge. It had to have been opened a day at a time.
Not when it's been unplugged. Obviously, it hasn't been used.
Like, it'll stay
It said
cold.
In the story it was one that was back, like, unused, crammed full of food. And someone unplugged it, and then someone opened it after who
It'll
knows how long.
It'll stay cold for a while,
right.
But after, like, a day, I'm sure it's warm. It's room temp.
It's room temp, yeah.
Yeah, and you know all the people in the offices, they're always like, it's cold, all the girls.
And
like,
cold.
I'm cold. And cold,
but,
so they always
even
have
at,
the heat
but
up.
But, like, at my dad's work, I mean, they have a fridge there at the lounge. I mean, someone has to open it every day, at least once a
but
day.
But this was a fridge that no one was using now, it sounded like. At least from what you said. It was something like a fridge that was... I don't know.
It just
it
strikes
just,
me as odd, but that's fucked.
It was an unplugged fridge that was crammed with moldy food.
Hmm.
I'm going to do a little experiment at home.
Just unplug the fridge.
How many people can I make vomit by unplugging the fridge?
And how pissed are your dad going to be when all the food in there goes bad?
It's worth it.
You won't have a home after that.
You won't actually be...
In this economy, you waste
food
like that.
I didn't do it.
You'll get blamed for it. You know your dad.
You waste food like that, you're done.
Yeah. And you already complained about not having food, so...
All right. What do you got for us here?
I don't know. We're in 52.
All right. Well, let me read these two quick last ones. What the
are they tiny?
Huh? Yeah, they're tiny. This one is called Girl Allegedly Uses Gun to Force Sister to Play. Hey, I want to play dollies.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to play. I said let's play some fucking dollies!
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'll play dollies. I don't want to play dollies.
Martinsburg, West Virginia, police said an 11-year-old girl threatened her 7-year-old sister with a gun to force the younger child to play with her on Monday at her grandmother's residence. Question one. Where did the 11-year-old girl get the gun?
Yeah.
Question two.
Sure.
How does an 11-year-old girl know enough to threaten somebody with a gun?
Well, who?
TV.
Who is 11 that doesn't know a gun will
Question
shoot you and
three,
kill you?
Why would you do that to your younger sister?
You're 11. You don't.
You're a cunty bitch.
And you're stupid.
She's going to make some dude very, very happy.
Oh, super happy.
In like the next year.
She'll have a kid already.
Probably. She's probably pregnant.
Already.
Going through mood swings. Yeah. She's all pissed. Just fucking play dollies with me. Fuck.
Fucking bitch.
Police said the girl also pointed the .38 caliber pistol at her grandmother.
Man.
And that, now that's really fucked up. Yeah. Unless there was some serious abuse going on, that's fucked up. Because children that young, especially girls, like their grandmother is like... I don't know how to even say it in words. She's the most person they look up. Like, their grandmother's
it's
their
like
favorite
their hero.
Person in the world. Yeah.
They look
they
up to their grandma more than anyone.
They spoil you. They fucking, like, well, you love going to grandma's house.
You don't know.
House.
This girlfriend's grandma's maybe
Unless
a fucking bitch.
Grandma's the big bad
Like,
wolf,
she cooks
then,
her,
right.
Like, your grandma makes, you know, delicious
Unless
chocolate
it's my
chip
grandma,
cookies.
I understand.
Her grandma makes cookies with razor blades in them.
Right.
It could be someone like my grandma or even worse, though.
Right, just a bitch.
Is your grandma a bitch?
She's crazy.
You don't even
Senile.
Know.
Tell me a story about her.
Yeah, you got stories.
Adam, did you take a shower? Did you use a towel?
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing using my towels?
I took a
You don't use these towels! I'm saving this to bring to Jesus when I see him in heaven.
Dude, that's not even a joke. That is so real.
You guys have to...
You don't understand how much I get hassled for me cleaning myself for hygiene. You don't even know.
You guys have the Jesus towels and then the other towels?
No, any towel at all.
No, just a towel.
Why?
I don't know. She does the laundry. I don't know.
Crazy.
That's nuts.
That's fucking insanity. That's
nuts.
Senile at its finest.
She was seeing people like walking around in the house when there was no one even home.
I see dead people.
Yeah.
Oh, she totally saw a ghost.
Like that's because you're
and
almost
she,
dead.
She actually accused. She actually natural. Accused the closest friend that lives to me, Brayden.
Yeah.
Of potentially breaking into my house, looking inside her bathroom, just looking. Open
the
door.
He was looking for pain pills.
No,
Brayden
no,
is kind of
no.
a piece of shit.
Didn't
no,
even.
Yeah,
no,
I'm serious.
No. Didn't even. No, but her. Her perception didn't even enter the bathroom, opened the door, looks in, closes it, and walks away.
Brayden, you're a piece
Brayden
of
broke
shit.
Into my house,
yeah.
looked in the bathroom,
and then left.
And left.
Just looked in.
Your grandmother's crazy and
yeah.
Brayden's a piece of shit.
No, if I know...
Why would you steal some old lady's pain pills, you
That's
fucking
That's not
asshole.
Even it, though, because
you're
I'm,
an asshole
I already
for
know
doing
the
that.
Pain pills aren't in the bathroom, so that couldn't be me.
They're in her bedroom.
No, she doesn't
in
take
the
pain
drawer
pills.
In the she kitchen.
Only- No, she only takes antidepressants.
Yeah,
no
actually,
pain
she
pills.
Doesn't have any pain pills. I
really?
Looked.
Will you grab me some of those?
Dude, I've looked. No pain pills. Only antidepressants.
Yeah, if there's pain pills, he would have done them already.
Fucking junkies. God. The child surrendered the gun after the grandmother made several demands for it. The weapon was not loaded, but police believe the girl did not know that. Police said the two girls argued, and the 11-year-old then retrieved the gun from her grandmother's bedroom. Grandma's packing heat.
Wow.
The .38 special. That's awesome. She was being held at a juvenile detention center on charges of brandishing a weapon and domestic assault and sucking at playing dollies.
Wow.
And then we got this one, last one for tonight, episode 191. This one is called, this is my favorite, Save the Best for Last.
Nice.
If you guys have still stuck with us, you're in for a treat. Man 81 cited for nudging pedestrian with vehicle.
When nudging?
Hey, just gave him a little nudge. Just a little nudgy pudgy. LaCrosse, Wisconsin. An elderly driver was cited after a pedestrian said he nudged her twice with his vehicle for walking too slowly.
What?
You're 81 years old. You're driving. There's an old lady, like...
You're their little walker.
You roll up. You honk the horn. She's like... She doesn't hear it. You fucking give her a little nudge. Just a little love tap. Just a nudge. Twice.
Twice. Bitch.
That's so awesome. The 81-year-old man was cited Thursday for hit and run causing injury. He's scheduled to appear in La Crosse County Circuit Court on June 4th. The woman, 54, said she was walking in the parking lot of a movie theater on a Friday evening last month. She told police the man's car approached her from behind and bumped into her thigh twice.
Wow.
Bert, like, could you imagine that? You're 81 years old.
And you're just like...
That's so awesome.
He probably shouldn't even be driving well, faster.
Well, regardless of that, even after the first nudge, I think I'd have been out of the way.
Kind of like an old lady.
If that would have happened, I would have ripped him out the fucking car and beat his fucking 81-year-old ass.
Well, yo, yeah, even to do that, you'd still be out of the way of the car moving forward because you got to get on the side of the doors.
But you're not an old lady with your fucking walker, you know.
I would have beat his ass, and then I would have took his head.
That ain't that old.
That's old enough.
I would have opened his fucking car door, and I would have stuck his head in there and just fucking dash. And that would have made my day so much better.
And then you'd have a car, too.
Fucking
A,
I would. He'd be dead. What did you learn? she said she was bruised but seriously not hurt. Of course, she's probably going to sue, though. The man denies hitting the woman. Nice. One me.
Hey, that's what you got to do.
She's a lying, conniving bitch.
Police reports quoted him as saying he was driving behind her when she turned around and went ballistic.
Wow.
And that is it for that story.
That's an awesome story.
That is so great. Just fucking... Church. She turns around and just goes ballistic.
Yeah.
God. Oh, fuck. All right, you got anything else?
No.
We good?
I think that's it.
All right, thejamal.com. Check it out. Everything's there. We'll talk to you guys Friday. Leave us voicemails, 406-204-4687. Send us stuff to the P.O. Box, 3652 Kalispell, Montana, 59903. Thejamal.com/donate. If we make you laugh, send us money, because we're poor. Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jamal. The Jamal. The Jamal. The Jamal.com.